Bruce State College Coach Show as Coach O joins us here. Bobcats getting ready to get back to action this week. Coach, 2-4 on the season now. I know we lost a couple in a row before that week off last week. So want to get that losing streak stopped this week if you can against Clark.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, how the conference is set up, it's a half and half. And so really, you know, we play everybody in the conference, but they split it in half. So as I told the guys, it's like a new season. You know, if you win your side, you actually go to the playoffs. So it's crazy how that all works out. But so, you know, we got a challenge going to Clark. They've really, you know, it's a new program, and I think it's 3 or 4 years that they've been playing now. And you know, they're starting to. All those young guys are starting to get older. So
yes,
we're going to have our hands full on the road. But I think everybody's really excited to, you know, that week off just. You know, take the next step.
Yeah, they're 3-3 on the year, or is Clark. Look at their schedule. They've had some tight ball games this year.
Yeah, no, they definitely, they're pretty stingy on defense. They've been able to keep themselves in games. And then on offense, they throw the ball all over. You know, they're a great tempo, try to cause us some issues, a lot of shifting and stuff. So, you know, they'll try to run the ball early in the games, and then if they don't have success, they're going to throw it around. They got a bunch of little speedy receivers. So, yeah, if we can diminish the big play and play a little bit more field control, that's just kind of where we are at winning special teams. I think we've got a chance, you know, there at the end to pull one off on the road.
You can't really trust numbers all the time. The one number that stuck out to me, Clark's got 19 turnovers already this year. Hopefully that would be a trend that would continue Saturday.
Yeah, you know, they always say that turnover margin is a big factor in winning, and that is true. I'd love for, you know, a couple of them to fall our way. Sometimes, you know, we haven't turned it over that much,
right?
But we haven't gotten a lot either. So it's kind of been one of those where... hopefully, in some of them, it's just the ball bounced. They fumbled it, and it bounced right back to the guy. And I'm like, seriously, come on.
Yeah, footballs aren't supposed to do that.
Correct.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck on Saturday afternoon at Clark.
All right, John, have a wonderful day. Appreciate your time.
You bet. That's our Peru State College Coach Show for this week. The Bobcats on the road at Clark, 1 o'clock kickoff in Dubuque, Iowa, on Saturday afternoon. Stay tuned. The Peru State College Game of the Week coming up next. Time now to turn our attention to high school football tonight on Sunny 101.3. The Peru State College Game of the Week features the Rockport Blue Jays at home, hosting the South Holt Knights. It's the final home game of the season. During the regular season, at least, for Rockport, and it's senior night. The Blue Jays and South Holt both trying to get a leg up and hopefully get a home playoff game in a couple of weeks, and a win tonight would be a big boost toward that goal. Both teams come into the ball game with records of 4-3 on the season. South Holt, well, they've been throwing the ball around. Rockport, they like to run the football. We'll see what philosophy comes out on top tonight. I had a chance to visit with the coaches. Dalton Jones of Rockport and Josh Peterson of South Holt. We'll come back. We'll visit with Coach Peterson of the South Holt Knights after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
It's harvest time and fall cleanup. You're too busy to think about your aches and pains you're having. But maybe it's more than sore muscles. Talk to Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Dr. Streit provides orthopedic and sports medicine services at Community Medical Center. Call 402-245-6510. And visit with his experienced staff to set up consultation. The road to recovery is with Ortho Midwest and Dr. Streit at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With the local choice, Highland Community College.
It's time now to visit with the coach as we begin tonight with Coach Josh Peterson as the South Holt Knights are visiting the Rockport Blue Jays tonight. Coach, it's been an interesting season, 4-3 on the year for your South Holt Knights. You look around Missouri and we see a lot of really, really good teams. Then we see another tier, and then we see another tier. I mean, I guess it's a little bit like that every year, but, boy, when you run into those top-tier teams, it can be tough.
Yeah, unfortunately for us, or fortunately, I guess it depends on how you look at it. The first 3 out of the 4 weeks, I think as we sit right now, we played 3 of the top 6 teams in state and Worth County, East Atchison, and Platte Valley. I thought we at least showed up to the East Atchison game, but the Worth County game and the Platte Valley game, I think we were still on the bus when we went to play that game and kind of got it handed to us. But, the guys had bounced back here the last 4 games, or I should say last 3 games, getting us back to 4-3. And then, those games were tough. We did beat a really good, in my opinion, Stuartsville-Osborne team 2 weeks ago that mm-hmm. was 4-1 when they came to our place. So, we've made some moves on offense, switched some people around, pushed our offense around due to injuries and whatnot. So I think we're kind of headed back in the right direction. Similar to last year, I think we rolled off 6 straight to end the season, and I think quite possibly, if we can get the Rockport game, we have a good chance against Nottoway Valley to roll off 5 straight, getting 6-3, and then hopefully, be sitting in that 6th seed when districts start.
Mm-hmm. This game of Rockport, we did that game last year down there at Oregon and Maine. That was probably one of the very best games all year for us as broadcasters to call. That was just back and forth, hard hitting, terrific high school football game. Rockport's got a little chip on their shoulder, I think, coming in tonight.
Yeah, I imagine. If you look at it from the conference standpoint as well as districts, I think we're both identical right now, sitting mm-hmm. 4-3, and we're both fighting for that 6th spot in the district. I think 1-5 is already going to be pretty much solidified with those teams that are, 5 of the top 6 teams in state are in our district. Mm-hmm. But getting back to the Rockport game, these next 2 weeks, tomorrow and next Friday are huge for both not only Rockport but also for us, because I think they got Mound City and us, and then we have them and Nottoway Valley. And so, if either team wins out, they're getting that 6th seed. So, yeah, I imagine, and based off of last year, how that game ended and what the result was, I think we won by 6 maybe, with Brody getting in there at the end and another really close game. I imagine they have a chip on the shoulder, plus I believe there's a lot more riding on it
mm-hmm.
This year, with the possibility of a first-round bye going into districts.
Right. You had a lot of holes to fill this year coming into this season. Are you getting everybody where you want them now? I mean, I know it's 6 weeks in here or 7, but still, I mean, it's a constant change, I'm sure, at this level of high school football. You're always looking for somebody to be somewhere.
Yeah. What we started with, early in the season, we weren't running the previous, what we started with and where we're at now, we're two different teams. Offensively, Kendall was hurt for a couple weeks in the Platte Valley, and then he sat out DeKalb, and I think the Stuartsville game, and I moved Cole Metzger to quarterback. We're keeping him there. We're splitting Kendall out now. I've moved, a couple of our offensive linemen are only playing one way now, which is just the defensive line. And so some of these guys that had been going both ways all season to this point, we kind of just looked and saw where the strength was. Strong on the D line. We kind of spelled them on offense, and so far that's kind of worked out for us. And really getting younger kids in and playing, and then not only telling them to
who, you know, you're not just a role player. You have to step up and make plays. And so our roster looks, or our starters look different than what they did early on in the season. We're able to get some kids some breaks here and there, and I think that's helping them out in the long run.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's your concerns with Rockport? I mean, they're pretty straightforward what they do on offense.
Yeah, the main kid runs hard. The fullback and the center backfield. Their entire backfield they look good at what they do, similar to what Mound City does offensively. We got to be able to tackle on the defensive end. You know, I think if we can get pressure and get some stops there and force them into long down and distances, I think we're going to be all right. But my main concern is tackling and stopping them at the line of scrimmage on the initial surge and you know, not letting them bust tackles and get extra yards. And then offensively, our O-line has to be able to control the line of scrimmage and just move the ball. You know, we're giving Jace Jackson about 30 carries a game, which I don't know in 13 years of coaching if I've ever had a running back that averages that many a game here over the last 3 weeks. He's getting about 31 or 32, and he's a workhorse. So, you know, everybody's kind of filling their roles. If we can just do that offensively and you know, just distribute the ball evenly, I think we'll be all right.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go. Thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck tonight.
Thanks, John.
Back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The radiology department at Nemaha County Hospital offers key radiology services for our patients, including mammograms, CT scans, MRIs, bone density testing, and ultrasounds. If you're a woman 40 or over, talk to your doctor about when and how often you should get a mammogram. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to turn our attention to the Rockport Blue Jays, and Coach Dalton Jones joins us. Coach, the kids are coming off a good win last week, a long road trip, but you got a win, get you back up to 4-3, snapping that little losing streak, and things got to feel a little bit better this week.
Certainly. When you get a win and you get to come into a game off of a win, you feel a lot better, feel more excited, I think, maybe. But we're just... I think we're ready to go this week, and I think we're ready to maybe try to get an extra win here.
We talked a little bit about it on the coach show earlier today. This team, tonight's game is, we know that it may be the last home game for the seniors tonight. That's always kind of a special moment. You told me it's senior night tonight as well.
I like to always put a little extra emphasis on that senior night game because, I mean, it is the last time, you know, last guaranteed time you get to play at home, and it's that last regular season game, or you know usually close to it anyway, and mm-hmm. you're towards the end of the season, and you're at home. I mean, I can think back to playing my senior night here and how special that was. You know, all your family shows up, and you get to honor everybody that you've played with and seen, and sort of we get to send you off. So I think that adds some extra motivation to get to come out here and play one last time. You know, the place you know most of these kids got to watch football when they were kids, and you know, they always, you know, were playing on the sidelines while, you know, we were out there playing or whatever. It's just, so it's always a special night here, and I just hope that we enjoy that moment. And that's been my message this week, is just enjoy the moment, enjoy playing here for one last time. And then, you know, then of course, you know, just stay disciplined and do your job on both sides of the football, but enjoy the moments and be excited about getting ready to play your last home game.
Mm-hmm. And when that last home game goes well, I mean, it'll hit them as seniors a little bit tonight, but if they things go well, then they win tonight. Remember that 30, 40, even 50 years. Now, you don't know this yet, but you'll remember this 30, 40, and 50 years down the line, that final home game and all the good things that happened.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I mean, I can remember.
You haven't hit any of those marks yet, Coach. So don't lie to me.
but I mean, I'm approaching 10 years, and so I can still remember, you know, specifically what happened on my senior night and a few things. And yeah, you know, they're not going to remember it. Maybe they're not going to think about it now. But yeah, you know, a few years times go by, they're going to remember this. And so you want it to be a special memory, and you know that I think has motivated them this week. Mm-hmm. Of course, just like I said, you know, earlier in our coach's show. I mean. And we're playing South Holt, and Coach Pearson does a good job with these guys, and they're hard hitting. And we came up on the short end of the stick last year, and so I think we're motivated to try to reverse that somewhat this time around.
All right, your kids, your football team, you like to run that football. You've got two pretty good backs and a quarterback that can all get it down the field running it.
Yeah, we're gonna, we're gonna just do what we do. I mean, I'm not gonna come out and run anything super fancy here. I mean, we're going to try to just run the ball hard and, you know, block well. And the big thing is just knowing who we have to block and who we're supposed to block. I think they're going to throw some stuff at us maybe that we're not ready for. Not that we're not ready. I just think that we're here to throw some stuff maybe that will try to trick us a little bit. But we do that. We just got to be disciplined and keep our eyes up and just, you know, try to create holes for those guys to go out and run. And then when we need to pass, if we're going to pass, I mean, you know, have the time to do it. So I think we have all the adult tools there to do it. You know, we just need to be disciplined and just play hard.
Tell me about what you expect out of South Holt tonight. Sounds like they throw it around a lot.
Yeah, I you know, I expect a good game plan out of Pearson. I think they're gonna, you know, try to spread us out maybe a little bit. You know, he'll throw some different stuff out there. So we just have to. You know, we have to be ready mentally to just go through our base rules defensively and be disciplined in what we do. And I wouldn't be shocked if he came out and surprised us a little bit with a few things. So, I'll be excited to just see what they're coming out in and how we can try to get us a win on a senior night.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the game tonight.
All right, thanks, Sean. Appreciate
it. Back with the rest of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tonight, the Rockport Blue Jays are hosting the South Holt Knights. A couple of football teams that should be fairly evenly matched here tonight. The South Holt Knights coming in at 4-3 on the year, and an identical record for the Rockport Blue Jays, also at 4-3. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, and tonight Lucas Freshel joins me here in the broadcast booth. Lucas, I think we're going to have a pretty nice evening for high school football.
It's a nice evening here, and if you're in the area, get on over to the stadium, because if you're wearing pink today for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you get a free bag of popcorn.
Hey, what a deal. The evening is going to be start out a little bit here, reasonably temperatures, 56 degrees at kickoff. Should get down around 50 before we finish up tonight. But the good news is that wind that's been blowing all afternoon. In fact, when I got here an hour ago, it was still whistling through the stadium here pretty good. It's died down to where the flag's barely moving right now. So we've got rid of that that wind that was tormenting us all afternoon that I was worried about should turn into an awful nice evening. It's senior night here. They already had those festivities. They started around 6:15 and honored all the seniors involved in the various activities, including band and volleyball, football, and what have you. Right now we're having the introduction of the starting lineups over the public address system. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout here, then we'll come back and look at the offensive starters for this game. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to Missouri 8-Man High School Football on the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockport, Missouri. The Rockport Blue Jays hosting the Knights of South Holt here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight over on our sister station, KTNC, the Falls City Tigers are at home. They host the Auburn Bulldogs. John Nixon has the call for you on that one. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for this football game. Offensively for the South Holt Knights, at center will be Brock Rao. He's a junior. The left guard is Kel McFarland, a senior. At the right guard is Trace Milne. Milne is a sophomore. The ends, the tight end is Ken Kendall Noland. Noland is a junior, along with Cade Kurtz. Kurtz also a junior. In the backfield, offensively for the Knights, at quarterback will be Cole Metzger. Metzger, just a sophomore, and I watched him warming up out there. He's not a great big guy there. I'll tell you, Lucas, Cole Metzger is going to have a tough time looking over the top of those linemen. At the halfback is Jace Jackson, a senior, and the wide receiver is Tylan Prusman. He is a junior. The Southold Knights, as we said, are 4-3 on the season, and they're coached by head coach Josh Peterson. Now, the starting lineup for the Rockport Blue Jays here at home. At center will be Bracton Cook, a sophomore. The left guard is Ryder Heron, just a freshman. At the right guard is Jarrett Hunter. The tight ends are Corbin Jacob, a sophomore, and Bracken Kelly, a senior. In the backfield for the Blue Jays, at quarterback is Aiden Burke, a senior. The tailback is Micah Makings, he's a senior, and Philip Heron is the fullback, also a senior. So upperclassmen in that offensive backfield and in the receiving corps, they've got several seniors out there in the starting lineup for the Blue Jays. As we said, they are 4-3 on the season, and they are coached by head coach Dalton Jones. I'm not real sure what's taking place here. This is scheduled for a 7 o'clock kickoff. They've already completed all of the starting lineup introductions. The score clock shows that we're still 4.5 minutes away from kickoff, and both teams are just kind of standing around looking at each other here. Apparently, they're just going to stand and let another 4 minutes click off before anything happens.
Yeah, the band was on the field. Now the band's working their way up into the stands, but I don't see any other pregame festivities or anything that looks like it's planned.
They do have a ceremonial coin toss. I think they already did the real coin toss earlier. At least I saw them over there on the far sideline. Unless that was just a practice, I'm not sure. It appears that the public address announcer did such an efficient job here tonight that he got everything done and got all of his things completed with about 4 minutes to spare. And now I'm ready, you're ready, the teams are ready, and here we are. Let's take another one-minute timeout. We'll gamble and be back in 60 seconds here on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockport, Missouri. The Rockport Blue Jays and the Southold Knights getting set to play eight-man football. We have the team captains and the head coaches for both teams now assembled out near midfield, having a lengthy discussion here with the referee and getting ready for our coin toss. I want to remind you that we'll have high school football coming your way again next weekend. On Thursday, the eight-man high school playoffs get underway. We can't tell you where we're going to be or who we're going to be covering because we don't know yet. We assume, of course, that Johnson Brockwood should be at home with the loss last night. Most likely Sacred Heart will be on the road. We don't have any idea who their opponents will be. That we'll find out probably sometime tomorrow after tonight's games are completed. And just as soon as we know something, well, we'll get it up on our Facebook page at Sunny 101.3, and on my personal Facebook page, we'll put it up and let you know where we will be Thursday. Then on Friday, I'll be traveling with Tom Bartek out to Raymond, Nebraska, Raymond Central, hosting the Fall City Tigers. We'll have that one on Friday night on KTNC. And on Sunny 101.3, we'll have Mound City and Rockport. Rockport Blue Jays will be playing at Mound City against the Mound City Panthers. That will be next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. All right, have we had the coin toss out there yet?
I haven't seen the coin toss, but they've shaken hands and they've done the sportsmanship thing, and it looks like, yeah, they're doing a little ceremonial deal here.
Well, this meeting has gone on for, we took, what, a two-minute commercial. We've been back for a minute. They've been out there talking for a good 3 minutes. They must be completely reviewing the rule book out there. Learned something last night I hadn't seen before. They called delay a game on the defense. And Troy and I were mystified on how does a defense commit delay of game, and we got some clarification on it. After the ball was placed on the ground for the center to play it, one of the Sacred Heart defenders touched the football. And when you touch the ball and move it, that constitutes delay of game, and it cost the Irish 5 yards.
Interesting.
So that's how you can get a delay of game if you're on defense. Don't touch the football once it's placed and ready to be put in play. It was inadvertent. I mean, the defensive lineman just lined up and got up there and touched the ball, and since the official had to go in and replace it, that was a delay of game and cost him 5 yards. All right, here's the coin toss. Let's see what we've got. The official turns his attention to South Holt. Now he's talking to the Rockport players. Normally the first one they talk to is the one that's won the toss. He didn't give us any indication yet, so they're going to keep us all mystified here. All right, now they're going to line up. We know that Rockport will be defending the South goal to our right. Coin toss was won by South Holt. They have deferred their decision to the second half. Rockport wants to receive the kickoff, so South Holt will be kicking from our left to right, from north to south, and we're just about ready to get underway with high school football here in Rockport, Missouri. This has to be one of the longest pregame pageantry, whatever word you want to describe that I've ever seen. They've been going at it here for about 8 minutes.
You know, we were over at Mound City a few weeks ago, and the Missouri High Schools Association had a couple different kind of sportsmanship and kind of awareness deals, some announcements to the fans before and after the game. And I was kind of expecting like a sportsmanship, little ceremonial announcement,
yeah.
But there was no announcement. There was nothing formal, just waiting for the clock to tick.
All right, let's see who's going to handle the kicking duties here for the Knights of South Holt. Coach Josh Peterson looks like he's going to send Jace Jackson out there, a senior, to do the kicking. Can you see who we've got deep here, that little number on the side?
Yeah, it looks like Aiden Burke, the 165-pound senior.
He's the quarterback. He's the deep man to return it. He'll wait at the 15-yard line. So Jackson's set to come forward to kick it away. Burke will catch the football. He'll field it at the 12. He's out to the 15, the 20, the 25, at the 30. Broke a tackle there across the 30, 35, midfield to 40. 35 down to the 30. Cuts inside near the 20. And finally taken down inside the 15-yard line. What a return by Aiden Burke down to the 15. It'll be first and 10 there. Rockport with just outstanding field position.
Tackled on the play by Tylen Prusman. Give a lot of credit there to Bracton Cook, number 52, with the lead block to get another 20 to 25 yards.
All right, the football is spotted at the 15-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays. Their first possession begins at the 15-yard line of South Holt. Aiden Burke is the quarterback. He'll have Philip Heron set to his left. Set to the right, split back are Micah Makings. Now, Burke, hands under center, calling his starting count. Takes a snap, gives the football off to Philip Heron off the right side. Heron's going to be hit as he runs off the guard to the right. Short yardage, got a yard or two. We'll have to see when they mark it. We have a very low angle of view here, so it's sometimes going to be difficult to see where that ball is spotted. Looks like a gain of about 3 on the play. It'll bring up 2nd down and 7.
Kendall Nolan on the tackle.
Ball between the 11 and 12-yard line. 2nd down, 7 yards to go now for the Blue Jays. Maybe if we stand up, we'll get a little better angle at it here. We'll see. Blue Jays over the football. Quarterback Aiden Burke again with the back split behind him. Heron to the left, Makings to the right. Calling his count, takes a snap. Gives the ball off into the middle, breaking open, and all the way in for the touchdown goes Phillip Heron. Heron takes it in for the TD. And I believe that'll be from about the 11-yard line is where he started.
Kendall Nolan, linebacker for South Hole, was in the backfield, not able to make the tackle. Scampers in for the touchdown.
Can you give me the time of the score over there?
11:04.
Only less than a minute of playing time here. How about that? So, Phillip Heron took it in for the 11-yard touchdown. Now we'll have a try for the two-point conversion. They set on the I formation with Makings on the top of the I. Burke calling a starting count. Turns, gives it off to Makings, running the right side. Ball popped out of there for a minute, and the conversion attempt failed. It's going to be scooped up by South Holt. So our score goes Rockport 6, South Holt 0, 11:04 to play here in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Full City.
Well, after Aiden Burke's big kickoff return to the 15, it took the Blue Jays just 2 plays to go 15 yards, an 11-yard touchdown carry by Phillip Heron. Conversion failed. Rockport goes up 6-0 with 11:04 to play here in the first quarter. Blue Jays getting set to kick the football away now. They have it teed up at the 30, high end over ender. Going to be fielded on the run across the 15, coming to the right. Ball is loose, going back after it to dive on the football. I think on the return was Jace Jackson, and he got back onto the ball, covered it up, and it'll start 1st and 10 for South Holt. The football just outside the 15 near the 16-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like Tylan Prusman was on the return there. And when he was receiving it, his knee was down, but he bobbled it. Thought he was going to be marked down way back, but recovered it, fumbled again, recovered it again.
Okay, we'll call it the 16-yard line. The ball on the hash mark in from the right side. Cole Metzger is the quarterback. In the backfield are Jackson and Prusman. Metzger in a shotgun formation, double tight end set, calls his starting count. Long count, has a snap, turns, gives off to his running back into the middle. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Little, if any, gain on the play. Might have got a yard, but not much more than that.
Mike Makings on the tackle.
I believe that was Jace Jackson carrying the football for that gain of a yard. Call it 2nd down now, 9 yards to go. With the football just outside the 16-yard line. 2nd down and a long 9 for the South Holt Knights. If you're just checking in, Rockport jumped out to an early 6-0 lead here, scoring on the second play of the game, less than a minute into the contest. Cole Metzger again comes to the line of scrimmage with Jackson and Prusman in the backfield. Metzger in the shotgun formation has the snap. Comes to his left with it. He wants to run the football himself. Goes into the center of the line and gets thrown back again. Very short gain. Maybe less than a yard. Not much more than that. It's going to bring up 3rd down. Still about 9 yards to go for the South Holt Knights. The line of scrimmage around their own 16-yard line.
You know, the pregame show was talking about South Holt spreading it out and passing it down the field. So far, 2 plays, 2 runs.
Yeah, we'll see what comes up next now. An obvious passing down. 3rd down and 9 at the 16-yard line. A wide receiver goes wide to the left. That's Kendall Nolan. To the right side is Tylan Prusman. He's got two wideouts to the right, Prusman and Jackson. Empty backfield for Cole Metzger. Metzger has the snap, throws a pass out to the left, and it's dropped, falls incomplete. It'll bring up a fourth down punting situation. Intended receiver, I think, was Jace Jackson over there, and he just couldn't gather it in, and it falls incomplete.
That was just kind of a lateral pass, but it was a forward pass, dropped, and marked incomplete.
So a punting situation for South Holt. They'll have fourth down and nine to go from their own 16-yard line. Can you pick up the punter for me?
Punter, it looks like it's Jackson. But no, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Jace Jackson. Okay, Jace Jackson to handle the punting. Back deep to return it. Having trouble picking that one up, too.
Dale Kern.
All right, here we go, the kick. Going to back the return man up, goes over his head, rolls inside the 20, inside the 15, inside the 10, and all the way down to the 8-yard line. Wow, what a punt. And he got a favorable roll, picked up an extra 20 yards on the roll.
Great punt on that. I was wrong. It's Micah Makings that's returning punts here for the Blue Jays.
Okay, Makings is back there. We'll get him ID'd as the game goes on. So the line of scrimmage, we're going to call it the 9-yard line. It's between the 8 and the 9. Ball on the left side hash mark. Rockport works from our right to left, from south to north here at Rockport. Quarterback is Aiden Burke. He's a senior. Burke breaks the huddle and brings him up to the line of scrimmage. He'll have Micah Makings set to his left. Phillip Heron sets to his right. He'll be under center for the snap with a double tight end set. Kelly and Jacob are the ends. Burke calls his starting count. He has the snap. Rolls to his right. Wants to throw downfield. Looking deep downfield. There's the receiver. The pass is going to be caught. Down near the 35-yard line, Corbin Jacob on the receiving end. Despite some pretty decent coverage, Jacob gathered that one in, and he'll be dropped at the 36-yard line of South Holt.
Yeah, Cole Metzger was on the coverage and was probably about 5 yards behind the receiver. South Holt came on an all-out blitz. I think two of their linebackers came after the quarterback. It was a play action, caught a man downfield.
Ball at the 36-yard line, first down and 10 for the Blue Jays. Corbin Jacob with a nice catch there with a defender right there with him. Aiden Burke is your quarterback. Makings to the right, same formation. They split the backs in the backfield behind Burke. He calls his starting count. The ends are set in tight. Burke takes a snap, gives to Makings, and hands it up the middle. No, he kept it himself. Now a flag comes in. He gave it to Makings coming to the left side. A flag was thrown in, and an illegal block is going to be called on the Blue Jays. A chop block there signaling. So that'll back Rockport up after a nice job by Micah Makings to pick up some yardage. Penalty yardage is going to put the football back into Rockport territory. They'll mark it back inside the 30-yard line at about the 27, I believe, is where they're going to put it down. That's where they'll mark it. So it'll bring up first down and 25 yards to go. Yes. First and 25 from the 27-yard line for the Rockport Blue Jays. Can you give me the time over there?
Yeah, 8:43 on the clock, and the scoreboard shows first and 28 from the 27.
Really? Okay. Thank you. From the 27-yard line, first down and long for Aiden Burke and company. Same set, double tight end, split backs. Burke calling his cadence. He has the snap, gives to the first man through. Carrying it is Phillip Heron, and Heron is hit immediately right at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got a thing there.
No, not much doing on that.
So it'll bring up second down and long, somewhere around 27, 28 yards to go here now for the Blue Jays. We'll call it their own 28-yard line. The scoreboard is located over in the northwest corner of the stadium. We're on the west side with a wall here blocking my view from the scoreboard. But if Lucas backs up here to the back of the booth, he can peek out the window and give us some updates here. So don't hesitate to call out that time there, Lucas.
Got myself a nice little view through the window here.
All right. Second down and long now for the Blue Jays is Aiden Burke. Comes up under center to call his count. He has a snap. Burke keeps it himself. Rolls to his right. Tries to turn the corner. Hit at the line. Now he fights his way forward out to about the 30-yard line. He'll have a gain of a couple on the play, but it's still going to bring up third down and nearly 25 yards to go.
Driven out of bounds on the far side by Jackson and Nolan.
So he'll have about 30 yards to go here. About, 25 yards to go. From the 30, needs to get it down to the 25 on the other side. 25 yards to go on third down for the Blue Jays. They lead it 6-0 here in the first quarter. Again, Burke is your quarterback, a senior. Looks over the defensive set. Three down linemen for South Holder. Takes a snap. Keeps it. He wants to throw the ball. Now scrambles. Rolls to his left. Here comes pressure. He'll turn it upfield and run with the football. He stops short of the midfield stripe at about the 37-yard line. He'll have a gain of nearly 7 on the play, but it's still going to bring up fourth down and about 17 yards to go.
Good pursuit by the senior Cal McFarland to stop the tackle there.
So call it fourth down and 17 to go with the football between the 37 and 38-yard line. Blue Jays own 37 or 38. Looks like, is it Makings to kick? Micah Makings will do the punting. He'll stand at his own 25-yard line. And back deep to return it is Tylen Prusman, I believe.
That's correct.
Prusman will wait near his own 10-yard line. Makings waiting for the snap. Gets a good snap. Got the punt away. Oh, it's a nice punt. Prusman fields the football near the 10, starts to the left, now comes back to his right, comes up the middle, and he'll be out near the 20-yard line and drop there, and that's where the South Hole Knights will begin their drive, first and 10, near their own 20-yard line.
Nice job by the freshman, Ryder Heron, 220-pound lineman, able to shed the blocker and make the tackle.
We're live tonight from Rockport, Missouri. Missouri 8-man football here on the Peru State College Game of the Week. Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, Lucas Fresh along on the broadcast. The ball just inside the 20 near the 19 is where they mark it. As the Knights come over the football, Cole Metzger is the quarterback. Metzger is in the shotgun formation. Jackson sets to his left. Metzger wants to throw. Rolls to the right. Now ducks inside, and he'll be sacked and thrown for a loss on the play. Big defensive pressure there put on by Rockport's Bracton Cook.
Jared Hunter in on the tackle. Also Aiden Burke. And the freshman Ryder Heron also went on the tackle.
They all kind of said, I'll meet you at the quarterback there. Loss on the play of about 3, so it's going to be second down now and about 13 yards to go with the football back near the 15-yard line. These are approximate yard lines we're giving you here. As Cole Metzger, again, looks at 4 down linemen this time from Rockport defensively. Metzger has the snap, throws a pass complete out to the left side. Receiver starts down the left sideline. He's got some running room out close to first down yardage, and he may have picked up the first down over on the far side. I believe Prusman was the man that made the reception, and he'll have the first down, putting the football across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line.
Nice little pass to the back in the flat on the far side, able to scurry up and tackle out of bounds by Corbin Jacob.
So now the football between the 32 and 33-yard line, first and 10 for the South Hole Knights. If you're just tuning in, 6-0, your score. Rockport with the early lead. They scored on the second play of the ball game in the opening minute. Cole Metzger trying to put together some offense here for the Knights. He has the snap. Metzger hands to his running back. Straight ahead is Jackson, and he'll get the football out for maybe 2 yards on the carry. It'll bring up second down and about 8 yards to go. The football now at about the 34-yard line.
Ryder Heron on the tackle.
Metzger comes to the sideline to get the play from Coach Josh Peterson. Trots back out and joins his teammates. Break the huddle and come over the football on second down and 8. 2 wide receivers wide to the left side of the field. A single setback is Jackson back there with Cole Metzger. Metzger has the snap. He's back to pass. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass is intercepted at the 30-yard. No, he dropped it. Thought we had a sheer interception here for Rockport, as getting underneath that football for the Blue Jays was Breck and Kelly, and Kelly just dropped the ball there.
Yeah, the pass, it looked like it was a post pattern across the middle. The ball was just thrown a little bit too far. Playing safety back there in coverage, made a good break, probably could have caught it, just slipped out of his hands.
Yeah, Brecken Kelly had a good opportunity, slipped away for him there. Third down and 8 yards to go from the 34-yard line. The South Holt Knights own 34. On third and 8, Metzger is going to put receivers wide out to the left side of the field once again. Kendall Nolan sets in a slot to the left. Metzger in the backfield with an empty backfield. Trips left are the receivers. Metzger has the snap, looks left. Pass is deflected as he tries to throw it out there. It'll fall incomplete, and it'll bring up a fourth down and long now for the South Hole Knights.
Nice play by Makings. They went with a hard count there, but Makings was playing from the right end, kind of flinched a little bit, but stayed behind the line of scrimmage, got the tip pass.
So spot the football at the 34-yard line, fourth down and 8 yards to go, punting situation. Rockport not buying it. They're not putting anybody back to return this thing. They're just going to let it roll like last time, apparently. Jackson is there to kick it away. He has the snap. They're coming after the block. He got the punt away, but barely, and he's going to get a heck of a roll again. Inside the 20, inside the 15, and all the way down to the 10-yard line. I'm surprised that Rockport has let him do that twice in a row.
Yeah, you know, we saw that a couple weeks ago with...
I remember. Bruni.
It was Bruni Davenport-Shickley.
Yeah.
Went with the same strategy in Johnson.
Yeah, they just didn't put anybody back there and let the ball roll, and that's what happened here all the way back to the 10-yard line. So, that's where the Rockport Blue Jays will start this possession, first and 10 from their own 10-yard line. They lead it 6-0, having scored in the opening minute of this football game. Aiden Burke is your quarterback, Makings and Heron in the backfield with him. They'll line up with split backs. Heron to the left, Makings to the right. Aiden Burke, ends are set in tight. Burke takes a snap, turns, gives the football off, coming out to the left side and being driven out of bounds near the 15-yard line. On the carry is Philip Heron.
Driven out of bounds on the play by Jace Jackson here right in front of us.
Sure nice when they play down here on our end of the field, isn't it?
It's a nice view when they're in this position.
Sure is. We're at about the 25-yard line here on the south end of the field on the west side, and unfortunately we're not very high up off the ground. A little bit difficult to see across, but they're right in front of us now, so great place to be. At the 15-yard line, after a gain of 4, it'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go for the Blue Jays. Aiden Burke with that same set we've been seeing all night. Makings to the left, Heron to the right. Burke calling his cadence. Turns, fakes to the first man, then gives the ball off to Makings, and Makings fights his way back to the line of scrimmage, and not much more. Pretty good defensive effort there with the Blue Jays.
Jackson in on the tackle.
He'll give him a yard on the carry, I think, there. Lucas, make it third down and now about 4 yards to go.
You know, this Makings, he's a football player. I remember him from last year, pretty good football, but he just passes the eye test. He's built like a running back.
Yeah, third down, 4 yards to go. They need to get the football just across the 20 for first down yardage. Right now it's just outside the 16. Here come the Blue Jays on a third down play over the football. Identical set every time. Double tight end. Heron left, Makings right, behind Burke, the quarterback. Burke wants to keep it himself. Tries to turn it upfield. He's not going to get much. Maybe a yard, and then he's thrown back. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation for the Blue Jays.
Southholt's Jackson Schaefer isn't going to get credited for the tackle, but he was in the backfield, and he was able to stop the running back. About 4:05 left in the first quarter here.
6-0, Rockport with the lead. Playing the game tonight here in Rockport. Hope you're enjoying our broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. Always fun to come across the river and see our friends in Missouri take in a little Missouri eight-man football. Next week, John Nixon will have the Rockport Blue Jays at Mound City with our friends, the Mound City Panthers. That game will be next Friday night, 1 week from tonight, here on Sunny 101.3. Aiden Burke on fourth down. They're not going to punt it, apparently. Fourth down and about 4. Turn, and with first down yardage. No, wait a minute. They stopped him. Philip Heron had a burst. Looked like he was going to be there, and I believe they've stopped him short of the first down. South Holt is going to take over, and what a gamble Rockport just went for deep in their own territory and came up short.
That is an incredibly risky gamble. Now, you are up 6-0, but it is so early in this game, and you're inside zone 20. That's tough there.
Yeah, it's going to be first and 10. Officially, this will be known as the 19-yard line is where this drive will start, is at the 19. So now let's see if South Holt can capitalize on the turnover on downs. Cole Metzger puts a wide receiver, Kendall Noland, wide to the left side of the field, tight end to the right. Metzger, shotgun formation, calls his count. Metzger throws out to Noland. The ball is short, bounces in front of him, not even close. It'll be an incompletion, and it'll bring up second down and 10 from the 19.
Yeah, tough throw there. It didn't look like quarterback Cole Metzger quite had the grip on the ball and just tried to kind of shot put it out.
Yeah, it kind of slipped out of his hand, and it bounced on the ground a good 5 yards in front of the receiver out there. So it'll be second down and 10 from the 19-yard line. What an opportunity South Holt has here, trailing 6-0 when Rockport elected to go for it on 4th and 3. A big gamble that didn't pay off for the Blue Jays. Let's see if the Knights can make it cost them. Metzger with two receivers to the left side of the field. He brings a man in motion. Metzger will keep it himself and run to the left. Breaks through, broke one tackle. He's across the 20, out near the 25, or down near the 15-yard line now. Looked like he was going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage, and he somehow turned that into a 4-yard gain.
Stopped on the play by Bracton Cook. It was an option play to the left, and he baited the defensive end to go to the pitch man, held the ball, was able to get about 3 yards out of nothing.
Yeah, the ball is spotted now at the 15-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 6 yards to go. He actually got 4 out of that one. Third down and 6 from the 15. Big third down play here. South Holt working from our left to right, from north to south. Wide receiver. That's Metzger out there to the left. What are we doing here? I think I just saw Metzger go out as a receiver to the wide left side. I did. They have a direct snap to Kendall Nolan on a wildcat here, and Nolan's going to have first down yardage to the 10-yard line.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing, doing a little deceive. Looks like they put in a special package this week.
Nolan's got the ball inside the 10. That'll be enough for a first down. Well, now, wait a minute. What are we doing here? Why would you bring the ball over here and spot it? Did you see this?
It's a very peculiar situation.
And he was tackled out at midfield. They brought the ball over to the near side and spotted it.
I mean, maybe they knew that it was on the line because they do have it spotted directly on the line. But if you know where it's spotted on the near side here, why would you even need to measure?
He may be short. It looked for all the world like he had this thing easily. Let's see. They put the chain down. Oh, my goodness. About 4 inches. The interesting thing is, though, instead of spotting the ball where the tackle was made, out in the middle of the field, they tossed it over to the near sideline and spotted it over here by the chains.
And outside of the hash mark. I mean, not even where the ball. Now they've taken it back to the midfield where the hash mark is.
To the hash mark. I'm really puzzled as to why you bring it clear over here to spot it. All right, well, it's going to be fourth down. And inches, it is fourth, right? Yeah, here we go.
Yep.
Fourth down at about 4 inches at the 10-yard line. Cole Metzger, he's going to set in a shotgun on fourth down and 4 inches. Let's see what they do. Now he comes up under center. Quarterback sneak, and he'll get it easily. He'll get about 2 yards and needed about 2 inches. The ball is down to the 8-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the South Holt Knights. An interesting way to handle a first down measurement.
Yeah, you know, I mean, each crew maybe has their own, but nobody on the crew acted like that was peculiar to them. It just seemed peculiar to us. So maybe
at the 8-yard line, first and goal for the South Holt Knights. They're trailing Rockport 6-0. Cole Metzger is your quarterback. The end set in tight. Metzger out of the shotgun formation, takes the snap, turns, gives it off to Jace Jackson. Jackson powering forward. He's down to about the 5, and now flag comes in late as he's tackled at the 5-yard line. Let's see what this penalty is going to be. The man in the white hat himself threw that one in there. Now he's talking to one of the other officials. I'm seeing a holding.
Face mask.
Okay, face mask is going to be called on Rockport. That'll cost him half the distance. We were at the 5, so we'll move down to the 2.5-yard line.
They didn't indicate if it was a personal foul or not, but it wouldn't matter anyway. It's going to be half the distance regardless.
So it's going to be first down and goal from the 2.5-yard line now. The South Holt Knights down here at the south end threatening. Metzger is your quarterback. Got Jace Jackson set in the backfield on his right hip. Metzger calls his count, has the snap, gives to Jackson. Jackson twisting, turning, fighting forward. Might have got a yard or so. And they're going to mark him down at about the 3-yard line, I think is where they're going to put it. So it'll be second down and goal at the 3. I don't think he got anything at all. Maybe he lost a half a yard.
That looks like a no gain or a lost half yard. You're right.
Closer to the 3 than the 2 now. Second down and goal at the 3. Metzger in the gun. Jackson in the backfield with him. Prusman sets as a flanker to the left. They're back to pass. They throw it complete out to the right side to Jackson. Jackson is in for the touchdown. So Jackson takes it in on the reception, and we'll call that a 3-yarder, a 3-yard touchdown pass. Can you get me the time over here for me?
1:33 left in the first quarter. It was just a little flat, little pass to the near side here on the flat, and defending the play was Cade Makings, and was able to wrap up, but a little bit too late.
So Jace Jackson with the touchdown from 3-yard reception. Tied at 6. Here comes the drive for the 2-point conversion. Metzger's back to pass. Pressure's coming. Metzger rolls right, throws into the end zone, and the pass is going to be complete for the 2-point conversion. Making the reception was Tylan Prusman, and it's 8-6. Southold on top. We're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
That drive took 7 plays to cover 19 yards, capped off with a 3-yard touchdown pass from Cole Metzger to Jace Jackson. Metzger then passed to Tylan Prusman for the 2-point conversion, and that puts Southold on top now 8-6 with a minute 33 to play here in the first period. Ball teed up now by Jace Jackson, getting set to kick it away. Back deep, I believe, Micah Makings. Has been her. Is that Makings back here returning?
Looks like maybe Brecken Kelly.
Okay. Going to be fielded at the 15, the 20, the 25. Off to the right goes Aiden Burke on the return. He drops short of the 30 at about the 29-yard line. They use their quarterback, Aiden Burke, as a kickoff return man. That's something you don't often see.
Yeah, Burke indeed. Griffin Kemmerling on the tackle for South Holt.
So the football will be marked at the 29-yard line of Rockport. They trail now 8-6. Clock shows a minute 27 to play here in the first quarter at Rockport. Aiden Burke is your quarterback with Heron and Makings in the backfield, as per usual. Heron sets to the left, Makings to the right. Burke calls his count. The ends are set in tight. He takes a snap. Hit as he gives the ball off to Heron, and Heron is dropped after a gain of about a yard out to the 30-yard line. Not much running room for Philip Heron.
Yeah, that's Jackson Schaefer for South Holt that was in the backfield as he was handing it off and disrupted that play a little bit.
Philip Heron with a gain of a yard brings up second down and 9 yards to go now for the Blue Jays. Play comes in from the sideline. Actually, Burke goes over and gets the play from Coach Dalton Jones. That could wear your quarterback out in a hurry, couldn't it? Same formation we've been describing. The ends are tight. Jacob and Kelly, tight ends, split backs in the backfield. Burke hands under center. Calling his cadence is Burke. In motion comes Makings. Pitch to Makings. Makings hit in the backfield. He's going to be dropped for a loss on the play. The ball is ripped out of there, but I think they blew the plate dead at around the 25-yard line. Big loss of about 6 yards.
South Holt's kind of got it going on right now. You know, the last possession for the Blue Jays, they went for it on fourth in their own territory. South Holt capitalized, and they made a couple good starts on the defensive side here.
Now, this defense has kind of come alive here now for South Holt. Not a lot of running room there. Micah Makings had defenders all over him when he got the pitch. The ball is back to the 25-yard line. It'll be third down and a long 13 yards, almost 14 yards to go now for the Rockport Blue Jays. And I believe time's going to run out. That'll be the end of our first quarter. So after one quarter of play, our score is South Holt 8 and Rockport 6. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net.
The This is Sunny 101.3.
Lucas Fresh. Oh, we're here in Rockport, Missouri for high school football, eight-man football tonight over on our sister station, KTNC. The Fall City Tigers are hosting the Auburn Bulldogs. John Nixon has the call for you on that one on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. And, of course, all of our broadcasts can be heard live worldwide for free at mscsports.net. Do we have any updates yet from Jug Brown Stadium there?
I have not seen any updates.
We can share our first quarter score with Mr. Nixon, and he might reciprocate. Football is at the 26-yard line, third down and 13 yards to go. They need to get it out to the 39 for first down yardage.
Got an update here for you. Auburn leads Fall City Tigers 14-0 after one.
After one quarter. Aiden Burke is your quarterback on third down and long. Look, everybody up in the box here defensively. Look how tight the South Holt Knights are playing this defense. Burke, under center, takes the snap. Back to pass. Sets up. He's going to throw deep. Receivers downfield, overthrows the intended receiver. Looking downfield for Corbin Jacob. Pretty good coverage. Two defenders back there running with him. Ball falls incomplete near the 20-yard line. Back there defending was Cole Metzger. Also was Tylen Prusman. They had double coverage on the receiver. Punting situation, Tylen Prusman drops back to return the punt here for South Holt. I believe Makings was the punter last time. It's fourth down, 13 yards to go from the 26-yard line. Micah Makings will punt the football. He'll stand near his own 15-yard line and wait for a snap from center. Tylen Prusman waits at his own 25 to return it. Makings gets the kick away. Prusman runs under, does not call a fair catch. Fields it at the 21, starts to his left at the 25. He's at the 30, the 35. Hit, spun around at the 40, knocked down, and he'll be tackled right at about midfield at the 40-yard line. So South Holt will start with excellent field position. They'll have the ball first and 10, midfield at the 40.
Micah Makings made first hit, and then Cade Makings came in and finished off the tackle.
Nice job by Tylen Prusman on the return, getting to this left sideline. Actually got it across the 40, and into Rockport territory. They're going to mark his progress down to the 39-yard line, so it'll be first and 10 for the Knights at the 39-yard line. The ball is on the left side hash mark in from the west side as South Holt goes from our right to left from south to north here at Rockport. Cole Metzger trots out to his join his teammates in the huddle with the play. They break the huddle and come over the football. Spread set this time. Two wide receivers left, one wide right. Prusman goes in motion. Pass complete to the left side to Jace Jackson. Down the left sideline, short yardage. Taken out of bounds after a gain of a yard or two, but not much more.
Corbin Jacob able to make the tackle there.
Looks like they're going to give him a gain of two and put the ball down near the 36 or 37-yard line. We'll call it second down. At 8 yards to go, is it just me or the angle from where the down marker is and where the football is? From here, it looks like the football is farther up the field. We'll call it second down and 8. Two wide receivers right, two wide receivers left. Empty backfield for Cole Metzger. Had some jumping defensively there, and I believe we may have an offsides call that's going to go against Rockport, so that will aid the South Holt offensive effort, give them a 5-yard penalty, and that second down and 8 just became second down and 3.
Yeah, South Holt going with a hard count there. Micah Makings again at the right end position, kind of flinched, but flinched enough to get in the neutral zone.
Second down and 3 yards to go at the 32-yard line of Rockport. Ball on the left hash mark. Metzger trots out, breaks the huddle, and brings the South Holt Knights up to the football. Metzger will set in a shotgun formation with Jace Jackson to his left. Has the snap, gives to Jackson. Jackson runs off the right side into the line. They're ripping at the football, trying to get it away from him. Ooh, at the end of the play, the running back Jackson, kind of a WWE move there, thrown to the ground. I'm a little surprised that we didn't see a flag there.
Yeah, it was.
Boy, in the NFL, that would have been, huh?
Yeah, they're really trying to, especially the quarterbacks are trying to protect the quarterbacks. But it was.
He threw him to the turf pretty hard there after the whistle. It'll be third down and 1 now with the football at the just outside the 30-yard line. They need to get it to the 29. Cole Metzger. No, it's going to be Prusman taking the snap. And hit was Kendall Nolan. They ran the Wildcat to Nolan, and he was hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss. of a couple, puts the football back out to the 33-yard line, and now it's going to be fourth down and four.
Aiden Burke was not fooled in that play. Great tackle in the backfield there.
Yep, they tried to run the Wildcat. They did the direct snap to Kendall Noland earlier, and it worked for him down here at the north end. That time, they saw what was coming. Now Metzger faces fourth down and four from the 33-yard line. To the left side comes Kendall Noland, slid out as a wide receiver. Tight end set to the right is Cade Kurtz. Cole Metzger, we're going to have a timeout taken on the field. So with 10 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first half, 8-6, Southold on top. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Greetings, everyone, from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Duggar?
It's harvest time.
You bet it is. Come to Farm and City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up the night with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices. New product is really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember, for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, you got a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock. So Farm and City Supply for all your harvest needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Come back to Rockport. The Southold Knights are facing a fourth down and four. The football is at the 33-yard line of the Rockport Blue Jays. It's spotted on the west hash mark in from the west side. The wide side of the field is to the right. Cole Metzger will set in a shotgun formation with a spread set, two receivers to each side. Wide to the left is Kendall Noland. Back to pass is Metzger. Metzger dumps it out to the right. The pass is going to be complete. Caught out there, I believe, Jackson. And he's going to have first down yardage easily down to about the 21-yard line.
Looks like stopped on the play by Philip Heron.
Chase Jackson got in behind the coverage. He was nice and open out there, and Metzger did a good job of delivering the football. So our new line of scrimmage, I believe, is just outside the 20 from the angle I can tell, near the 21-yard line. Should bring up first down and 10 from the 21 for the Knights. Doing our best. We're at the far end of the field now from where the action is. Metzger has Jackson set to his left in the backfield, two receivers to the left. Looking left is Metzger. Oh, he's going to be hit. Got away, scrambles out to his right. Metzger looked for all the world like he was going to be tackled by Aiden Burke for a loss of about 5 yards, and somehow he scrambled and got away and turned it into a gain of a yard or two.
Yeah, it was almost one of those deals where I thought they were going to blow it dead because he had stalled him, but he's able to break free.
He turned a loss of 5 into a gain of 1 there real easily, and now it's second down and 9 yards to go with the football at the 20-yard line, the ball between the hash marks. Metzger is your quarterback. Jackson sets back there with him. The end's in tight. No wideouts this time for Metzger. On second down and 9, he has a snap. Hands to Jackson into the middle, and Jackson goes nowhere. They met him right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, he's lucky if he got back to the line of scrimmage. He may have lost a yard back out to near the 21.
Makings and Heron, Ryder Heron in on the tackle.
Loss of a yard on the carry. Now it's third down and 10. For the Southold Knights. Clock is running with 9 minutes, 14 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-6, Southold with the 2-point lead. They trailed 6-0 in the first minute of the ball game when Rockport scored on the second play of the contest. Here we go, third down and 10 from the 21-yard line for Cole Metzger and company. Big Brock Rao leads there, the center. In the shotgun is Metzger. He has the snap. He's back to pass. He's got some time. Throws it over to the right side. The pass is complete, but the receiver's tackled immediately as he makes the catch. I believe catching the football was Kendall Noland over there, and Noland is tackled the minute he comes down with it for very little of any gain. I think they got him right at about the line, didn't they?
Excellent coverage and tackle by Corbin Jacob for the Blue Jays.
So no gain, and it'll bring up a fourth down and 10 yards to go now with the football at the 20-yard line. That's where they mark it. Cole Metzger brings him to the line on fourth down and 10. He'll be in the shotgun formation with an empty backfield, two receivers wide right, one wide to the left. Metzger throws it out to the right, pass is caught, but falling to the ground immediately as he makes a catch over there on the far sideline was Cade Kurtz. Kurtz caught the football, but he just fell down as he caught it.
Yeah, there wasn't a defender in the area, and he actually had a lead blocker to lead the way, but I don't know if he had to go to the ground to make the catch, but Just a minimal gain there.
Do you know what's going on over here with our banner? Is that on?
Well, I saw a gentleman put it over that light.
Okay, it must have been bothering the camera. All right, I just wonder what. It's going to be first down and 10 now for the Rockport Blue Jays. They take over on downs at their own 21-yard line. Aiden Burke with split backs behind him. He's under center. The ends are in tight. Burke calling his cadence. Takes the snap. He hands it off. Running out to the right side is Philip Heron. And Heron is wrapped up after a short gain of maybe, well, they're going to give about 3 on the play and put the ball out near the 23-yard line. It'll bring up second down and about 7. Ball spotted now at the 23-yard line. Second down and 7 for the Blue Jays. They trail the Southold Knights 8-6. Live high school football coming your way tonight here from Rockport, Missouri on Sunny 101.3. Aiden Burke puts his ends in tight on both sides. Kelly to the right, Corbin Jacob to the left. Burke calling his cadence, has the snap. Tries to run it. No, he gives the ball off and kept it himself, actually, and got sacked for a loss on the play. Burke was so deceptive in there, he stood as though he didn't have the football. But I was fooled. The defenders obviously were not.
No, Jackson Schaefer is probably going to get credit for the tackle there, and he was not fooled.
Loss on the play back to the 21-yard line. It'll bring up third down and almost 10 yards to go now. Burke, the way he stood up, I thought he had given the football off to his running back, but didn't fool the defense for a minute. Third down and nearly 10 yards to go. A good long 9.5 anyway here for Rockport, trailing 8-6. Wide to the right comes Brecken Kelly now. In a slot to the right is Philip Heron. Aiden Burke under center, calling his cadence. Has the snap, keeps it himself, comes around to the right side, hit. A flag is thrown as he's tackled right at the line of scrimmage. A flag is thrown in, and that's usually going to be a face mask or a horse collar or something along that line. Let's see what they say.
Yep, it's face mask.
Personal foul, face mask. That's unfortunate for the South Holt Knights because they had got the stop there on Burke, but the big penalty yardage is going to bring the football up the field and give the Rockport Blue Jays a first down with the ball moved out across the 35 to the 37-yard line, first and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays.
It was a pretty good yank on the face mask there, and Aiden Burke was kind of looking at the ref saying, hey, come on.
Clock shows 6:23 to play in the first quarter, 8-6, South Holt on top. Aiden Burke sets the Blue Jays on first and 10 from the 36-yard line, his own 36. Burke takes the snap, gives the ball off up the middle, running tough with the football is Philip Heron, and now a flag comes in late on that one as Heron appears to have first down yardage, and we get a flag thrown in late as that tackle's being made.
Cal McFarland made the tackle. I didn't see what that flag's about.
Came in, oh, they're going to pick it up. They wave off the flag. I believe he's got first down yardage, though, doesn't he?
Yep, they're waving first down.
All right. He's out across the inside the 35. Ball is going to be spotted at the 33-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays at the 34, actually. I'll get it right. At the 34, they mark it, of the South Holt Knights. Blue Jays in the huddle back at the own 35-yard line. They come up over the football. Set to the left of the quarterback is Heron. Making sets to his right in the backfield, the split back set. Burke under center, calling his cadence. Aiden Burke with the snap, turns, gives it off to Makings this time. Makings runs to the left, breaking tackles, fights around, twisting, turning, spinning down near the 30-yard line. And he didn't want to go down very bad.
No, he was pumping those feet just like you want to see out of a running back. But
funny how you get conditioned. There's a young lady down here on the side throwing a kicking tee up in the air. Every time that kicking tee flies in the air, I think I'm seeing a flag over there.
Jackson Schaefer was in on the tackle there for South Holt.
Old guys are easily distracted here, Lucas. Ball at the 29-yard line is where they mark it, inside the 30. Second down and 5 yards to go. Need to get it to the 24 for first down yardage. Aiden Burke on a second down, split backs behind him. Heron to the right, Makings to the left, end set tight as per usual. Burke under center, has the snap, gives the ball off to Heron. Heron runs the left side for a couple of yards. He's got the football down near the 26-yard line, still a couple of yards short of the first down. It'll bring up third down and a long two.
4:35 left to go in the second quarter.
8-6 your score, South Holt leading Rockport. after Rockport scored in the opening minute, second play of the game. And South Holt came battling back and has taken the lead. All right, third down and a long two from the 36-yard line of South Holt for the Rockport Blue Jays. Aiden Burke looks at that defensive set. Everybody up on the line. Look at this. They're coming after him. Handoff goes to Makings to the left side. Makings has first down yardage, fights his way down to the 20. They ran outside to the left, and everybody was up on the line of scrimmage. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. And it was Kendall Nolan came in on an all-out blitz. A couple of the linebackers dropped back, and thankfully Cole Metzger dropped back enough to make the touchdown-saving tackle.
So Micah Makings picks up first down yardage inside the 20-yard line now of the South Holt Knights. The ball just inside the 20 at about the 19.5, first and 10 for the Blue Jays. Plenty of time. Clock shows 3:42 to play here still in the first half as Burke sets that Blue Jay offense. Aiden Burke calling his starting count. He has the football. Fakes, gives the ball around up the middle, rather to Philip Heron. And he'll have the football down to about the 16-yard line is where they mark it. Give him a gain of 4, second down and 6 coming up.
Yep, I think that was Makings on the play there. They ran a little inside trap. He was at the fullback position, was coming around to the outside, tried to step it back into the inside, and kind of slipped right in the middle of the field there.
I tell you, Aiden Burke is he's kind of a magician in there with Makings and Heron. You really have to watch him close to see where that football goes.
It's a deceptive offense.
Yes, it is. Second down and 6 from the 16-yard line for Aiden Burke and company. Burke waiting for the snap, has it, keeps it himself, ducks inside, hit and dropped after maybe a gain of a yard, not anymore, around the 15-yard line for Aiden Burke.
You can hear the South Hole coaches here on the near sideline yelling, quarterback, quarterback, just trying to give some hints to their linebackers to try to seek out that ball.
So now the football is at the 15-yard line, third down and 5 yards to go. Rockport trailing 8-6 to South Hole with 2:22 to play in the first half. All the way to the sideline goes Aiden Burke. Boy, he puts some miles on between plays here, you know. Brings the play in. Aiden Burke, same set we've been describing. Calling his cadence on third and 5. Gives to Makings. Makings got first down yardage. Breaks free, and he'll take it all the way for the touchdown.
It's going to be a 15-yard touchdown run for Makings. Just basic offense. A little 34 ISO up the right side. In for the touchdown.
Give me the time over there if you can.
1:56 left to go.
Thank you. In the first half, second quarter. So our score now goes 12-8 with Rockport on top. That was Makings carrying the football. Have the try for the two-point conversion here. They line up with a single setback behind the quarterback is Makings. Pitch it to Makings. He'll run to his right, hit at the goal line, battling. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Makings carries it in for the two-point conversion, and our score goes now 14-8. Rockport on top, 1:56 to play in the first half. You're listening to the Bruce State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Blue Jay Stadium in Rockport, Missouri. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha or Weston in Fall City.
8 plays, 59 yards for the Rockport Blue Jays. Capped off by a 15-yard touchdown run by Micah Makings. Makings also carried the ball in for the two-point conversion, and that puts Rockport back on top. 14-8 with a minute 56 to play here in the second quarter. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by, see our good friends Jake and Tasha Armconnect or Weston Witt. All right. Rockport ready to kick the football away here, leading now
14-8. Here's the kick, driving end over ender, fielded on the far right side, up across the 10, the 15, to the 20, around the corner 25, out to the 30, and finally taken out of bounds on the far side. On the return was Tylen Prusman. Prusman is going to give South a whole reasonable field position here, but not a lot of time left to work with in the first half.
Yeah, Aiden Burke credited for the tackle there on the far side, the Blue Jays.
Noticing these eight-man teams, how you call the same names offensively and defensively. You've got your five or six athletes in the high school, and they're there for everything, aren't they?
A little bit easier to get the numbers memorized.
That's for sure. The ball is going to be spotted at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the South Holt Knights from their own 29. Cole Metzger has a little time to work with here near the end of the second quarter. Single set back behind him. Metzger calling his count. Long count at the line and bobbled it for a moment, and it's going to be a delay of game. You know, I had the gut feeling time was running out on him. You just get that feeling after a while, and that's what happened. So, with a minute 49 to go here in the first half, trailing 14-8, the South Holt Knights will be backed up 5 yards and put the ball back inside the 25 at the 24. And now it'll be first down and 15 yards to go.
It's nice here at Blue Jay Stadium. They've got the play clock infrastructure installed, and that's really nice when you're on the radio here during the game.
Pretty sweet. At the 24-yard line, Metzger sets the offense. First and 15 for the Knights. Has the snap. Turns, gives it off up the middle, running with the football. Lots of room out near the 39-yard line. And on the carry was Cole Metzger. Kendall Nolan lined up at quarterback, and they put Metzger flanked to the right. Metzger took it on an inside handoff from Nolan and got the ball all the way out to the 34-yard line.
120-pound freshman Taden Cook making the tackle there for Blue Jays.
Gain of 11 yards on the carry to bring up second down and a long 4 yards to go now with the line of scrimmage at the 34-yard line. Let's see. I believe we've got Metzger back at quarterback now. They're crossing it up. No, check that. It's going to be Kendall Nolan under center. Nolan takes the snap, fakes to Metzger, wants to run it himself, tries to turn the corner around the outside. He's got some wheels, and I believe he may have the first down. He's down at around the 40-yard line. If not, he's very, very close.
Kate Makings on the tackle.
Are they going to bring it in again? Okay. I thought for a minute they were going to bring it over here to measure when it was down over there. All right, he did pick up first down yardage with about a yard to spare. The football is just shy of the 40-yard line. The clock is running with 54 seconds to play here in the first half. South Holt is trailing 14-8. They have the ball first and 10, and they're taking an awful lot of time here. Boy, clock is winding down. 40 seconds, 39 seconds. Cole Metzger. No. Quarterback is Kendall Nolan. Nolan takes the snap. He's back to pass. Nolan rolling right. He's being chased and sacked and dropped. A flag is thrown. He's tackled back near the 27-yard line, but a flag is thrown. Personal foul face mask is going to be called on Rockport. So they got the big sack on the quarterback, Nolan, but then had a face mask thrown in.
That is tough. Makings was there on the sack. He was also there with another Blue Jay, didn't catch the number, but it was going to be a clean sack. It was going to be a big loss, and that referee did not hesitate throwing the flag. It must have been clear. I didn't see it, but it must have been clear to him.
Okay, they're going to mark off 15 yards from the spot of the infraction, and that means the football will be moved down to the 37-yard line is where they'll mark it. Clock shows just 26 seconds to go. Timeout's going to be taken by South Holt, so we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, the score clock shows 26 seconds to play in the first half here. The line of scrimmage is at the 37-yard line of Rockport. The South Holt Knights facing first down and 7 after that penalty mark off from the face mask on the quarterback sack. South Holt took a timeout here. Time to run one or two more plays before this first half ends. South Holt trailing 14-8. See who lines up at quarterback. They've been going with Metzger, but Kendall Nolan the last couple of snaps. They're in a shotgun formation with Metzger. It's Nolan, rather. Nolan, left-handed toss down deep, and the pass is going to be caught complete at the 10-yard line. Making the reception downfield was Tylen Prusman with 18 seconds showing on the clock. South Holt will have to hurry down here. The ball is just outside the 10, right on the 10-yard line. Clock with 18 seconds to go. And now timeout's going to be taken by South Holt with 18 seconds to play. Once again, we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on the Bruce State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, the football is spotted just inside the 10-yard line, so it's first down and goal now for South Holt. They have 18 seconds left with which to work here in the first half, trailing Rockport 14-8. The South Holt Knights took a timeout. Coach Josh Peterson wanted to talk it over with his offense. They've been going with Kendall Nolan at quarterback here now and put Metzger out as a receiver. Nolan will take the snap from shotgun formation on first and goal from the 9. Two receivers wide to the right, wide to the left is Metzger. Back to pass is Nolan. Throws out to the left. The ball is tipped and knocked away and falls incomplete. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 13 seconds to go. Big defensive lineman came in on the left side and knocked it down.
Tipped by Jarrett Hunter, and Makings was able to dive for it, but just a little bit short. Almost an interception there.
So the incompletion stops the clock now with 13 seconds to go. Second down and goal at the 9. Wide to the right side goes Jace Jackson. Wide to the left comes Cole Metzger. The quarterback is Kendall Nolan. Nolan calling his cadence. Has the snap. Going to throw into the end zone. It's a jump ball. Intercepted down the left sideline to the 10, to the 15, and taken out of bounds short of the 20-yard line. On the interception was Aiden Burke. And Rockport got the interception. That shows still 5 seconds on the clock. So now the Blue Jays have 5 seconds to work from their own 17-yard line.
Yeah, that's a tough interception by South Holt. It looks like Prusman was just looking into the, Nolan was looking into the end zone, had already decided where he was going to throw it, and it was in double coverage.
Yeah, there were two defenders there right in front of the receiver, so good job defensively by Aiden Burke to jump up there and win that jump ball. All right, 5 seconds left to go here. 14-8, Rockport up. They'll come over the football. Aiden Burke is the quarterback. He doesn't change that formation much, does he? He ends in tight, the split backs. He's going to throw the football. No, they run around out to the left side with it, and taken out of bounds on the carry is Philip Heron out near the 35. That'll be the end of your first half as time expires. So at the half, the Rockport Blue Jays are leading the South Holt Knights. Our score, Rockport 14 and South Holt 8. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Hello, welcome back to Rockport here. The halftime show recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Our halftime score, the Rockport Blue Jays leading the Southold Knights 14-8, our score. Taking a look at the scoring and how it went in the first half of this football game, it didn't take Rockport long to find some offense. After a big kickoff return down to the 15-yard line, it just took two plays to score on an 11-yard touchdown run by Philip Heron. The conversion attempt failed, but we had not even played a minute. 11:04 to go in the first quarter, and Rockport had jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Then after a rather questionable fourth down attempt down deep in their own territory, the Rockport Blue Jays turned the ball over on downs at their own 19-yard line on a fourth down and three that failed, and it didn't take long for South Holt to take advantage of that. Seven plays, 19 yards, capped off with a three-yard touchdown pass from Cole Metzger to Jace Jackson. Metzger then passed to Tylan Prusman for the two-point conversion. And South Holt took advantage of the miscue and went up 8-6 with a minute 33 to play still in the first quarter. The only scoring we had in the entire second period came late in the second quarter, a minute 56 to play in the first half. An 8-play, 59-yard drive by the Blue Jays was capped off by a 15-yard run for the touchdown by Micah Makings. Makings also carried it in on the run for the two-point conversion, and that gave Rockport a 14-8 lead, and that's where our score stands at halftime. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the Southold Knights 14-8. The scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout here, update you on our local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back with more halftime after this on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Hi, I'm Julie Figner, Director of Imaging at Community Medical Center, Falls City. We know October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm proud to say CMC offers the latest in breast imaging technology in the region. Is it time for you to have a mammogram? If you're age 40 or older, talk to your healthcare provider. Now is a great time to make sure you're up to date on your mammogram and other wellness checks. We will partner with your provider and make sure you're cared for in a professional and comfortable way. CMC wants you to live well and be well.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 34. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 71. Lows dip down to about 42. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 40s to the low 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital is excited to welcome Dr. Kelly Cryer to their staff of exceptional physicians. Dr. Cryer is a board-certified colorectal surgery and general surgery with additional interest in cancer prevention and will be at the hospital the fourth Tuesday of each month beginning on September 27th. To schedule an appointment, please call 402-245-6510. At the Nemaha County Hospital, we're giving our best so you can live your best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back to Rockport, Missouri. I'm Randy Gatula. Tonight, seated alongside Lucas Freshel, Logan Carpenter is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. And, Lucas, we've got a dandy going here. 14-8 right now, Rockport up by 6. And both of these teams came in here 4-3. We thought they were going to be pretty evenly matched, and that's exactly what it's been.
Yeah, it's been a great game. It's a defensive battle, just making plays out there. And, you know, just one kind of questionable call on fourth down in the first quarter by the Blue Jays turned into a South Hole touchdown.
Well, that was a big break for the South Hole Knights, because other than that, they haven't really gotten down there very close to threaten this Rockport defense with any points on the board. But they took advantage of that one, got a quick eight, and we stand now at 14-8 at the half. I want to remind everybody, lots of football coming up tomorrow for you. We'll have the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers taking on Purdue. We'll have live coverage of that on our sister station, KTNC. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Our pregame coverage begins tomorrow afternoon on KTNC at 4:30. And then Saturday afternoon, I believe it's a 3:25 kickoff, the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll have that for you live right here on Sunny 101.3. So Husker football tomorrow on KTNC, the Chiefs on Sunday here on Sunny. And then next week, Thursday night, we'll begin with the eight-man playoffs. As eight-man high school football gets underway Thursday, we expect to have the Sacred Heart Irish on the road probably, and we think that the
Johnson Brock Eagles should be at home, and we'll as soon as we know who the opponents are and where the games are going to be played, we'll let you know which stations will cover who. And but we can tell you we're going to have some eight-man football for you coming up Thursday night. Then on Friday night, our final regular season games here on Sunny 101.3. It'll be the Rockport Blue Jays down at Mound City taking on the Mound City Panthers. John Nixon will have the call. Meanwhile, I'll be on our sister station next Friday night as the Fall City Tigers go up to Raymond Central. I haven't done a game at Raymond Central for quite a while either, but we'll get back up that direction north of Lincoln. So lots of football coming your way, and we're looking forward to all of that. Had quite an experience last night. We got a chance to go to Peru State College and work in the beautiful Oak Bowl. The Sacred Heart Irish came out on the short end of a 40-0 score there to the Nebraska City Lords Knights. And as a matter of explanation there, folks that follow the Irish on a regular basis, Sacred Heart has really been bitten hard by the injury bug. Right now, they have three of their eight offensive starters that probably are done for the year. A fourth one is banged up and injured and not at full speed. And basically, you had a lot of JV ball players on the field last night going against Lords.
Yeah, if our research was correct last night, it looks like it's the fourth shutout in the regular season for the Irish since 1987-88. Was shut out once by Johnson Brock in like 05, a couple times by Baileyville in that same era, and last night against the Nebraska City Lords.
Just not something that we see happen very often. I do want to give a shout out to our friends at Peru State College. My goodness, what a fun place to go work a football game. The hospitality is just outstanding. We're sitting there in those captain seat swivel chairs with the Formica countertops and the heated booth, and we're high above the 50-yard line. And I'll tell you, Troy and I were looking at each other and saying, you know, it just doesn't get any better than this for high school football. So I mentioned on the air then, you know, I did Peru State football for a lot of years, and we worked out of a booth very similar to the one you and I are seated in tonight here at Rockport for about 10 or 12 years before they built the bigger booth. And if you'd have told me back then, 30, 40 years ago, that I'd ever have to take an elevator to get up to my broadcast suite to work a game in the Peru State press box, I'd have wondered what you had for a drink before you got to the game, because that was seemed like a pretty far stretch or pretty reach. But it's a wonderful place to go now. Congratulations to the folks there at Peru State for the facility that they have for their football team. I just looked down the field here at the clock, and we're still about 7 minutes away from getting into second half action. Did you have a scoring update from Jug Brown?
Yeah, there's a couple scoring updates here. I'm just going to touch on Peru State. You know, Peru State's got it going on right now. They've upgraded their facilities and working on a big upgrade for some of their athletic
indoor practice facilities for football and baseball, right?
Yeah, they've got some really exciting times there. New president at Peru State, so wish them well. It's a great little institution here in our pocket of the state. 28-6, Auburn over Fall City at half from Jug Brown Stadium.
That game, of course, again, being heard live over on KTNC. Well, we've got an extended halftime here for whatever reason, so we're going to step aside and take another two-minute break and be back with more halftime chat. You're listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team.
The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This halftime show recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Randy Gatula, Lucas Freshel, back with you here at Rockport. An extended halftime of 20 minutes, and that's about 8 minutes longer than usual. They had a lot of things to work in. It's pink out tonight here, and everybody wearing pink got a free bag of popcorn, and we've already been entertained by the Rockport Marching Band. They had some type of a ceremony that took place across the way, and now they're doing a cancer walk around the quarter-mile track here. The entire stands have emptied out, all carrying their phones with their lights lit as they walk around with some music in the background.
Yeah, Randy, I think what they're doing here is we were over in Mound City a couple of weeks ago, and they've got this suicide prevention awareness where everybody holds flashlights, and the message is be the light for someone that's in the dark. So it looks like a sponsored deal by Misha, the Missouri High School Sports Athletic Association, that they're putting on for suicide prevention awareness.
Gosh, it's nice to have a well-informed color commentator. Thank you, Lucas, for explaining that to us. You know, it's doesn't happen very often that we get some airtime like this right now. And I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to all the folks that help make these broadcasts possible. You hear a lot from Highland Community College here at halftime as they sponsor our halftime shows. Throughout the broadcast, you hear us mention Peru State College. You can find them at peru.edu. Our friends at Peru State, great hospitality last night. And then there's the folks at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Jake and Tosh Arm Connect, they have been just avid supporters of our broadcast for the last few seasons here as they sponsor the scoring recaps. They love the eight-man games when we get 70 points. They get a lot of airtime. But we do want to thank Jake and Tasha and, of course, Weston Witt in the Falls City office, the folks there at Farm Bureau Financial Services, as well as all the rest of the, and I shouldn't start listing them here because I don't have it in front of me, but all the rest of the fine sports boosters that you hear both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. It's important for all of our listeners to remember that without the support of those sponsors, these broadcasts just would absolutely not be possible, and so we can't thank them enough. We're going to step aside for one more two-minute timeout, and hopefully by then we'll have this extended halftime wrapped up and be able to get back to some more live football. We'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mountain City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized, customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmer State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmer State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, to all of our listeners along the line, please bear with us. We've set a new record for halftimes here. It's, we had a 20-minute half, and they've just put an additional 3 minutes up to extend the halftime to a 23-minute break. So bear with us. We're going to step aside for one more two-minute timeout, and we're giving our buddy Logan Carpenter a workout back at the Sunny Studios. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours at Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours starting at 7 a.m.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Good evening. This extended halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, we're ready to move to third quarter action. We'll have the Rockport Blue Jays kicking the football away. They'll kick from our left to right. Teeing the football up for the Blue Jays is Jarrett Hunter. And back deep to return it, I believe Prusman has been back there, hasn't it been? Yeah, Prusman will wait it near the 10-yard line. Here's a low bouncing end-over-ender picked up by the short man, Jace Jackson. Jackson's got running room across midfield. He's got it into Rockport territory inside the 35, down near the 34-yard line. Jace Jackson scooped that ball up at about the 25-yard line, and he was into the defense before they were ready for him.
175-pound sophomore Bracton Cook on the tackle.
Let's see where Jackson's forward progress is marked. He's inside the 35 at the 34-yard line. So the South Holt Knights begin this third quarter with outstanding field position. They trail 14-8. They'll come over the football first and 10 at the 34-yard line. See who we've got at quarterback now. I believe we're back to Cole Metzger waiting for the snap from center. No, with the ball on the snap, coming around the left side on the carry is going to be Jackson. The quarterback was Kendall Nolan. He handed off to Jackson. Jackson is taken out of bounds. Right at about the line of scrimmage. Don't think he got much.
No, good form tackle there by Philip Heron. Just working his way down the line of scrimmage, embrace, and made the tackle.
Actually lost about a half a yard. It'll be second down and a long 10 now. Kendall Nolan is your quarterback. They're using Cole Metzger, who started at quarterback, as a receiver out here to the left. In the backfield, Prusman and Jackson. Calling his count is Nolan. out of the shotgun. Jackson goes in motion out to the right. The pass is thrown out there and falls incomplete. He was looking for Jace Jackson. It'll bring up third down and 11. So after a big return by Jace Jackson to get the football down inside the 35, offense has kind of sputtered on these first two plays, and now they face third down and 11.
Yeah, that pass was kind of disrupted. It looked like Aiden Burke was able to get his hands in the throwing lane. Didn't tip it, but just enough to disguise the ball.
Jackson splits wide to the right. Metzger comes wide to the left. An empty backfield now. Kendall Noland all alone in the shotgun. Two wide out, spread set. Metzger. Now we've got people jumping across, and I believe this is going to be an offsides on Rockport. I didn't see anybody drawing them.
Yes, indeed. It was third and 11. Should take it to third and 6.
Well, that might change your play call just a little bit here. With Noland moved to the quarterback spot, Metzger became a wide receiver out here on the left side. Spread formation, two wide outs to either side. Jackson sets in a slot. Quarterback, Noland. Now what do we got?
Now we got a false start here on the near side wide receiver.
So we walk 5 yards one way, and we turn around and walk 5 yards the other way.
Yeah, it looks like Cole Metzger was false start.
One step forward and two steps back. All right, the ball comes back outside to the 35-yard line, and we're back to a third down and 11. Kendall Noland comes and gets the play from Coach Josh Peterson, brings it out, shares with his teammates. Spread set, two wide outs right, two to the left. Kendall Noland waiting for the snap, has the football. Noland throws out to the left, pass is complete, caught out on the right side. First down yardage inside the 20. And that's Cade Kurtz with his first reception of the night, I believe. Kurtz is going to have the football in first down territory. Where's he at? Inside the 20. Looks like about the 16. Hard to tell from our angle.
Scoreboard shows 18-yard line, all 11 right. Minutes left in the third quarter.
I believe you. At the 18 is where they mark it. First down and 10 from the 18 for Kendall Noland and company. Noland is going at quarterback here in the second half, again from the spread set. Noland wants to throw the ball. Pass is complete out on the right side and hit immediately the receiver. I believe that was Jackson hit as he caught the football. No, that's Kurtz once again. Cade Kurtz, who just caught the big one a minute ago. And Cade got dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. I don't think he gained anything.
Corbin Jacob on the tackle.
Second down and 10 yards to go from the 18-yard line. Kurtz wide to the right. Slot to the right is Jace Jackson. Wide receiver left is Cole Metzger. Kendall Noland calling his cadence. Noland wants to throw the football, has the snap, throws it out to the right side. That's Jackson making the reception. He turns it upfield for a few yards, short gain though. Only got about 3 on the play. And he'll have the football down near the 15-yard line.
Cade Makings on the tackle.
All right, put the ball at about the 15, I believe. Can you tell from the, what's the scoreboard tell you?
They got it at the 16.
All right, just outside the 15, near the 16, we'll call it third down, and about 7 yards to go. Kendall Noland puts Cade Kurtz to the right. Wide to the left is Cole Metzger. Noland throws left, passes complete, caught. Spun around and taken out of bounds shy of the 10-yard line. Making the reception was Jace Jackson that time. It'll bring up fourth down and still, what, about 4 yards to go?
Yep, that's right. Looks like South Holt's just kind of sticking with some bread and butter here, just running little quick outs to the sideline, maybe trying to set something up for later in the game.
Big fourth down play here. Fourth down and 4 from about the 14-yard line for the South Holt Knights at the 14 of Rockport. They trail 14-8. Kurtz goes wide left. Metzger comes wide to the near side. Quarterback Noland has the snap. Ball is deflected at the line and caught anyway, I think. Wait a minute. They're going to rule it as an incomplete pass. It looked like they caught the football after it was deflected. In any event, the ball will be turned over on downs. Rockport's going to have the football.
Yeah, they're calling that a complete pass. They're calling that a complete pass, and it looks like, yeah, turnover and downs.
Yeah, he's short of the first down, even if he caught it. It was tipped high in the air by a defensive lineman that came in and got a hand up there, but it's going to be turnover on downs at about the 10, I believe. That's where they'll start first and 10. At the 10-yard line, the Rockport Blue Jays defense is held, and they hang on to that lead here, 14-8. Clock shows 9:23 to play in the third period here at Rockport.
Ball marked at the 13-yard line.
Okay, Blue Jays come over the football. That's the 13. Look where the 10-yard line marker is. All right, I'm around the left side on the carry goes Heron. Heron's taken out of bounds on the far side. Look at my down markers. You say it started at the 13, but look where the down marker is in relationship to the 10.
I think they've got that 10-yard line down marker a little offset.
Must not be on the 10-yard line or even close.
You're right. I mean, you're using the correct
clue. Yeah, the down marker's on the other side of the 10, which would tell me it's the 9. So where's the ball? I give
up. 14 now.
All right, 14-yard line, second down, and about 5 yards to go. Silly me, I'm using the markers over here. Burke is your quarterback, as he calls his cadence. Carry goes right into the middle for nothing. That's usually Heron when you see that into the center, and it was that time. Makings, Micah Makings, didn't get anything. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Third down now. Still about 6 yards to go. The clock is running here at Rockport. Under 9 minutes to play in the third period. 8:53, and the clock ticks away. Rockport Blue Jays leading the Southold Knights, if you're just checking in with us. 14-8 your score. Rockport with the lead. Aiden Burke is your quarterback. He's under center. Split backs behind him. Burke waiting for the snap. Here comes pressure. Trying to run it himself to the right side. They get him and throw him for a loss on the play. That went nowhere. You could see him lining up to blitz and come in there after him and didn't have a chance.
Kendall Noland was in there quick and made the tackle right away.
Well, they brought both linebackers up into the line of scrimmage, and they just sent everything but the kitchen sink after there.
Yeah, Rockport doesn't really run too much pass offense. So,
fourth down punting situation. Micah Makings in to punt it away. Back to return it. Tylen Prusman waits at his own 35-yard line right in front of our fumble on the snap, throws the ball over the middle. The pass is caught down the left side, right sideline at the 40, the 30, the 20. It's a foot race, the 10, and a touchdown. Touchdown Rockport, Philip Heron. And that will go as what, a 66-yarder, I believe?
68 from the 12-yard line.
On a bobbled snap on a punt attempt. How about that? 68 yards.
Give Micah Makings a 68-yard touchdown pass.
And to Philip Heron, who made the reception. Well, just when you think you've just about seen everything, that's a new one there, isn't it?
Just a quick little three-play drive.
Yeah. All right. What's the time on that score?
We got 7:49 left. Yeah, Makings kind of dropped the snap and was able to find someone here on the near side.
Now the try for the two-point conversion. Aiden Burke under center takes the snap, pitches it back, running to the right side with it. Crashing is going to be Makings in for the two-point conversion. Micah Makings carries it in, and the score now goes 22-8. Rockport on top. We're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K, and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day starting at 8 a.m.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
This very peculiar scoring recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
Well, Philip Heron was back to punt the football. He got a bad snap, bobbled the snap. It fell to the ground. He scooped it up, rolled to his right, found Philip Heron on the right sideline, completed a pass, and Heron took it 68 yards down the right sideline all the way for the touchdown. Then Makings carried in for the two-point conversion. And just like that, Rockport goes up 22-8, 7:49 to play here in the third quarter. Here's a kick that's going to be caught by the up man. And grabbing up that football was Tylen Prusman. He was on his knees, couldn't get up and do anything with it. But not bad field position. The Southold Knights will start first and 10 from their own 24-yard line.
That was a very interesting play call. It looked like Blue Jays were dead to rights. Looks like it was going to be an incomplete pass. And Micah Makings just making plays back there.
Yeah, well, it was all started with a bad snap from center. The center saying, "See what I did for you there, guys." At the 24-yard line, first and 10 now for the Knights. Your quarterback is Kendall Noland. Has the snap. Gives it off to the running back trying the right side, Jace Jackson. Nowhere to go. They stop Jackson. I don't think he got anything at all right at the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up second down and 10, the ball at the 24-yard line.
Ryder Heron in on the tackle in the backfield there for the Blue Jays.
7.5 minutes to play in the third quarter here at Rockport, Missouri. Rockport Blue Jays up 22-8 now, leading the South Hole Knights. Kendall Nolan, the junior signal caller, has the snap. Looks to his left. Pass deflected, tipped away, knocked out of bounds, almost intercepted over here on the near side by Corbin Jacob. He got a hand on it and couldn't pull it down.
Yeah, Corbin Jacob was able to get a tip on it, and then Taden Cook was lurking behind him.
They both had a shot at it.
Yeah, almost on the tip play there.
Incomplete pass brings the ball back to the 24-yard line. It'll be third down and 10. Kendall Nolan has taken over the quarterback duties after Cole Metzger started the game at quarterback. Metzger is now a wide receiver. He's been splitting here to the near side. Spread set, two wide outs to each side. Now for Kendall Nolan on 3rd and 10. Nolan wants to run with the football right up the middle. Nolan is hit after a gain of about 5. He's got the football out to the 29-yard line. It'll bring up 4th down and 5 yards to go for the Knights.
Aiden Burke with the tackle there. They were both with a head of steam, and Aiden just barely missed full contact. He was able to bring him to the ground.
Put the football now at the 29-yard line. 4th down and 5 yards to go for the South Holt Knights, trailing 22-8. Looks like they're going to go for it. Earlier tonight, Rockport gambled like this and lost. Let's see what they can do on 4th down. Kendall Nolan waiting for the snap from center. He's got the football. Nolan throws it. It's going to be tipped once again. Good defensive play there. Ball is tipped and falls incomplete, and they'll turn it over on downs. And now Rockport is going to have the advantage of a 4th down try. They will start their drive 1st and 10 at the 29-yard line of South Hold.
Jarrett Hunter getting the tip for the Blue Jays there, and the Blue Jay defensive line has done an excellent job today disrupting that passing game for South Hold by getting tips and hands in the face.
They've obviously been coached to get those hands up in the air, haven't they? They're tipping those passes and either knocking them to the ground or tipping them up into the air. We've seen a number of tipped pass attempts here. All right, here come the Blue Jays. Aiden Burke and company sets with the backs in an I formation this time. Makings is in the top of the eye. The fullback is Philip Heron. Turns, gives off to Makings. Makings has got some room around the right side. He's inside the 25. Check, that is Philip Heron on the carry. I'm sorry. Makings was 33 and Heron 22. Heron's got it down to the 23-yard line. A gain of 6 on the play. 2nd down and 4.
Nolan in on the tackle for South Holt.
They've been lining up all night with Makings in the top of that eye, and that time they crossed me up. 2nd down, 4 yards to go. The ball at between the 23 and 24-yard line of South Holt. 22-8, Rockport on top here. Clock shows 5:51 to play in the third quarter. Blue Jays set it in the I formation once again. This time Makings is in the top of the I. The fullback is Heron. Burke takes the snap, gives to Makings. Makings has got some room out to the left, the 20. He's at the 15, hit at the 10, broke a tackle down near the 5. And taken down around the 5-yard line, he will have a 1st and goal for the Rockport Blue Jays just outside the 5-yard line now of South Holt.
That's a good tackle by the sophomore Cole Metzger. Looks like Makings was going to try to get to the outside, cut it on the inside. Metzger was able to kind of stand his ground and bring him to the ground.
Nose of the football just outside the 5-yard line. 1st down and goal for the Rockport Blue Jays as they go from left to right, north to south here, trying to get into that south end zone. Aiden Burke, this time he'll split his backs behind him. The end set tight. Burke calls his cadence under center, has the snap, turns, gives the ball off to Philip Heron. And Heron is going to be stopped short of the goal line after a gain of 2 or 3. Looks like he's got it down around the 2, perhaps. Waiting when they spot it. What do they tell us over there on the board?
Looks like they're going to have a spot about the 2-yard line here. 4:50 in the third.
All right. 2nd down and 2. Ball on the left hash mark. Rockport down here threatening. Already up 22-8. Blue Jays over the ball. 2nd and goal from the 2-yard line. Aiden Burke marks out his starting signals with split backs behind him. Burke has the snap, turns, gives off to his running back, in for the touchdown, and carrying the football had to be Makings, I believe.
I think it is.
Wait till they unstack them. Yep, Makings was the ball carrier, and it'll be a 2-yard touchdown run for Makings. And that pushes our score now to 28-8. What's the time on the score here?
4:28, just a quick four-play, 29-yard drive.
All right. So now the try coming up for the two-point conversion. Micah Makings has carried the last two in on a run. Let's see what they do here. The try for two. They turn, pitch the ball back. This time carrying the football to the left side is Philip Heron. And Heron carries it in for two. And our score goes now 30 to 8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Scoring recap presented to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Falls City.
Well, this time it was South Holt that gambled on fourth down and came up short. They handed the ball over at the 29-yard line to Rockport. Rockport took just four plays to cover those 29 yards. A 2-yard touchdown run by Micah Makings. Philip Heron carried in for the 2-point conversion, and our score pushes now 30-8. Rockport on top, 4:28 to play here in the third quarter. Getting set to kick the football away, teeing it up there for Rockport is Jared Hutter. Oh, an onside kick, and a very alertly fallen on by one of the up men here. Boy, you're up 30-8. Good job of getting on the football by Brock Rao. Rao did a good job of heads up, just getting on it and not trying to do anything with it.
Yeah, interesting little play call there. Maybe trying to catch him off out of their normal routine. But heads up there by Rao.
I sure didn't expect it. 30-8, your score now. Rockport with the lead. And the Knights of South Holt will begin this drive first and 10 at their own about the 39-yard line.
Correct.
Quarterback Kendall Noland has a single setback. Jace Jackson in motion. Noland's going to throw down the left sideline for Prusman. The ball is ripped away and falls incomplete. Prusman was well covered back there, but he still almost came up with the catch.
Yeah, the freshman, Tayden Cook, great defense there, able to stay with the man, look back for the ball, make a play on the ball, and knock to the ground.
So the incomplete pass brings the football back to the 39-yard line. It'll be second down and 10. Incompletion stops the clock with 4:20 to play here in the third quarter. On second down and 10, here come the Knights. Noland has Jackson set on his left. Prusman also in the backfield. Split backs behind him this time. That's a different formation. Fake to Jackson. Pitch to the trailing back. Coming around to the left side is Prusman. Prusman's got a short gain. He's across midfield. Gets it into Rockport territory down to about the 37-yard line. Gain of around 3. Going to bring up 7 yards to go now.
Looks like a holding on South Holt here.
Oh, that's unfortunate for the Knights. A flag was thrown back here. And that'll back them up. Rockport's going to want to take that penalty. And they'll march it off here on the near sideline. Bring the football back to the 25-yard line is where they'll mark it. And that should bring up second down and about 24. Second and 24 from the 25 is where they mark it. Kendall Noland with split back standing behind him now in the shotgun. Noland is back to pass. Throws out to the right. The pass is complete. Upfield with the football goes Cole Metzger. And Metzger's going to have a gain of about 6. He's got it outside the 30 to the 32. Give him 7 on the reception. And it's still going to bring up third down. And about 16, 17 yards to go.
South Holt kind of sticking with those quick hitches, quick out plays to the far and near sideline. Kate Makings able to make the tackle there. Blue Jays playing a little bit, kind of a pre-fin defense here.
Boy, I guess. Look at that. They got people in deep center field, right field. All right. Empty backfield this time for Nolan. He wants to throw the football.
Yeah, it looks like the quarterback flinched there. The quarterback was expecting the snap, perhaps, and kind of flinched. They're going to get him for a false start.
And that'll be a 5-yard penalty and bring the football back inside the 30, down near the 26-yard line. And now we're back to third down and a long 21, 22 yards, somewhere in there to go.
Yep.
4:08 to go here in the third quarter. 30-8 your score. Rockport with the lead here at home tonight. These teams both came in here at 4-3 on the year, looked pretty evenly matched, and they were throughout that first half. But Rockport's kind of taking command here in the third quarter. All right, third down and about 22, I think, for Kendall Nolan. Empty backfield. Nolan wants to throw. The lefty's going to throw deep downfield for Prusman, and the pass falls incomplete. He's well covered. Tylan Prusman, the intended receiver, who was the defender with him? Running side for side there.
I think the Cook fella. Yeah, Taden Cook, the freshman there, able to kind of keep stride.
So now it's fourth down, punting situation, I think. Maybe not. Well, hard to tell what's going to happen and whether we're in a shotgun formation or if we're in a very short punt formation, waiting for the snap from center. And they will punt it. Punted out of there by Jace Jackson. Oh, and Jackson's going to get the roll again. It rolls down to near the 20-yard line. They just don't have any intention, they being the Rockport Blue Jays, any intention whatsoever returning any of these punts, do they?
Yeah, you're kind of in the driver's seat here. You're up 30-8, 3:54 left in the third. Don't risk it, right? Just get your offense out there and run some plays.
Well, they let it roll dead down around the 20-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 there for the Rockport Blue Jays. High school football coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM in Falls City, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Lucas Freshall seated alongside me tonight here in Rockport. Aiden Burke is your quarterback for the Blue Jays as they start 1st and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Burke takes the snap, turns, gives off to the running back running off the left side. And that may have been Heron. Yes, it was. Philip Heron on the carry. Looks to have a gain of about 5. Should bring up 2nd down and a long 5 yards to go.
Yeah, if you're the Rockport Blue Jays, you're just looking for a heavy dose of that. Just kind of basic runs here. Milk the clock. Stay in charge.
Well, they're up now 30-8. They can afford to just run the ball here. We still got a lot of time left in this football game. We're in the third quarter, but they can run an awful lot of clock this way. 2nd down, we're going to call it 6 yards to go, I think. The football around the 24-yard line is where it's marked as Aiden Burke keeps his end set in tight, splits the backs behind him as per usual. Flags fly as they run the ball off to Micah Makings. He runs off the left side. Makings out near 1st down yardage, but a flag thrown. Wait for the man in the white cap to give us a signal here.
Jackson Schaefer putting on a little big hit there towards the end.
Still waiting for our referee. He turns his back on us. A procedure penalty is going to be called against the Blue Jays. We're on the opposite side of the field from the main press box. We're over here on the west side, and kind of reminiscent of when we set up for basketball across from the scorer's table, and the ref turns his back on you to show who the foul's on, and we're not able to see it. But so the ball is going to be marked back with a penalty yardage back to inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. Not sure.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's good news. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline. Regular screenings can detect breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. The Nemaha County Hospital's Radiology Department offers key radiology services, including mammograms. If you're a woman over 40, talk to your doctor about scheduling a mammogram today. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost.
Tylan Prusman with the reception down the left sideline. Prusman has the football inside the 10. It's going to have it down first and goal now. South Holt down here threatening. We apologize for the breakup in the signal there. We're back with you live here at Rockport. First down and goal. With the snap, they turn, give the ball off straight ahead to Jace Jackson. Jackson is stacked up at about the line of scrimmage. The football is spotted inside the 10-yard line. He may have lost a yard there. 51 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. 30-8, your score. South Holt just continued with that drive while we were off the air there. We lost our signal here over on the west sideline of the football field, but we're happy to be back with you now. Looks like the line of scrimmage, where are we, about the 8?
Yeah, ball on the 7 here.
All right, second down and goal at the 7-yard line. Kendall Noland is back to pass, throws to the left. The pass is going to be caught, but short of the goal line. Making the reception was Tylan Prusman. He's inside the 5-yard line, appears to be between the 3 or the 4 now.
Yeah, give you a little update here before we lost you. It looked like Rockport was driving, had a penalty called, and then on 3 straight plays were able to gain no yards, went for it on about 4th and 3, didn't get it. South Holt was able to take over on downs deep in Blue Jay territory, and it looks like it's the end of the third quarter here.
So at the end of the third period, our score 30-8 now. Rockport on top. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again to Rockport High School. We get set to move into fourth quarter action. 30-8, the Rockport Blue Jays leading the South Holt Knights here. And as we go back to live action, it'll be South Holt's football. They have a third down and goal The line of scrimmage is at about the four-yard line. They come over the football. Kendall Nolan puts a man in motion. Nolan runs out to his left, throws to his left, down near the pylon, touchdown, making the reception out on the left side. We'll wait when he stands up here. It was either Metzger or Jackson. I'm still watching him to jog back over so I can pick up the number. It was Jackson for the touchdown. So a touchdown comes on the first play of the fourth period with 10:11:54 to play here in the ball game. Now that touchdown.
South Holt took over on the 25-yard line, so a four-play, 25-yard drive there after the turnover on downs.
All right. Jackson made the reception. And here's the try for the two-point conversion. Nolan has the snap, throws into the end zone. The pass is complete to Prusman, and Prusman catches the pass for the two-point conversion. Our score goes 30-16. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City.
Well, the Knights make quick work of that one. A quick four-play, 25-yard drive capped off by a four-yard touchdown pass from Kendall Nolan to Jace Jackson. And Nolan then passed to Prusman for the two-point conversion, and suddenly it's 30-16. The score coming just 6 seconds into the fourth quarter, 11:54 to play in the ball game. All right, South Holt has the ball teed up. Jace Jackson will kick it away from the 30-yard line. Be ready for anything here. And it is an onside kick. The ball bounces around. It's loose. Everybody on it. I think South Holt may have recovered it. They did get the football. Falling on the ball for South Holt was Brock Rau. Rau it is, and Rau falls on the ball. What a turn of events here in the last couple of minutes.
Well, I'm telling you, the Blue Jays are in total control of this game, up 30-8. And now South Holt has scored only twice in the game. They've both been on the short field, and the Blue Jays have decided to go for it on fourth.
Everybody in the place had to know an onside kick was coming. You thought, anyway, when you're down like that. But here we go at the 39-yard line of Rockport. South Holt with the football, trailing now 30-16. Kendall Nolan has been the quarterback throughout the entire second half, has the snap. Nolan throws the ball out to the left side. Receiver catches the ball. He's hit immediately for a loss on the play. Did not get back to the line of the scrimmage. Making the reception was Tylen Prusman.
Stopped by Taden Cook, the freshman. Pretty impressed with his defensive play today.
They'll put the ball back right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 39-yard line. Shuffling some players in and out of there. Cale Kearns was in there momentarily. He comes back to the sideline. Second down and 10 now. South Holt at the 39-yard line of Rockport. Kendall Nolan calls his cadence. Has the ball. Throws out to the left. The pass complete to Kurtz. Kurtz is fought down to about the 31-yard line and tackled there. Cade Kurtz, his third reception of the evening. Some sportsmanship. It's good to see Rockport's Corbin Jacob helping Kurtz back to his feet. Third down and 2 yards to go now with the football at the 31-yard line of Rockport. You know, another quick score here by South Holt. We've got a whole new ball game.
Yeah, it's only two possession right now.
Yeah, South Holt with a spread formation, two wide receivers to each side of the field for Kendall Nolan. And Nolan's going to run with the football up the middle. Nolan has short yardage. He got it down around the 27-yard line. He'll get a gain of about two. Should bring up second down and, first down yardage. And it'll be first down from the 27.
The onside kick is kind of just what South Holt needed. Their sideline was jumping up and down. You know, the Blue Jays had that onside kick, but it just kind of just
spilled out. Metzger just trotted out there. as if he was bringing in the play, but I don't believe they're going to line up that way. No, it's going to be Kendall Nolan at quarterback. Metzger's a wide receiver to the near side. Jace Jackson sets in a slot to the right. Back to pass Nolan. He's looking left. Now looks over the middle. Comes back to Kurtz on the right side. Kurtz is inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. Gain of 4 on the catch. It'll be second down and 6.
A couple Blue Jays coming in for the tackle there, and it looks like Corbin Jacob might have taken the brunt hit on that.
Kate Kurtz has kind of been quiet all night long, and all of a sudden we're calling his name a lot here. He's been catching some passes. They'll give him 3 on that reception, so now it'll be second down and 7. Football at the 24-yard line of Rockport. 30-16 your score. Blue Jays on top. South Holt with the football. Kendall Nolan puts 2 receivers to the left side of the field, has Jackson set in the backfield next to him. They come in motion. They pitch it to the motion man coming around from left to right, comes to the right sideline. He'll be taken out of bounds inside the 25 at about the 24-yard line. That was Tylan Prusman on the carry.
Ryden Heron on the tackle there, and it looks like, you know, South Holt has kind of found a little groove with those quick gaps, and they changed it up a little bit there. No gain.
Third down and 6. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field. By who? They're not signaling what's going on here. The officials took a timeout. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think it might have been a play clock reset.
Okay, here we go. Third down and 6. Back to pass. Nolan going to throw deep. He's got a receiver in the end zone. Touchdown. Jace Jackson on the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was at the 23-yard line, so it'll be a 23-yard touchdown pass to Jace Jackson. How about that? We've got a whole new football game here. Give me the time on that one.
9:04, a 5-play, 38-yard drive.
Quick work there for South Holt. 9:04 to go in the ball game. And now, with our score, 30-22, they come over the football. Try for the 2-point conversion. Nolan in trouble. He'll be sacked and dropped. 30-22. Our score stands with 9:04 to go in the game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Rockport South Holt High School football. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
The scoring drive, 5 plays, 38 yards, capped off with a 25-yard touchdown pass from Nolan to Jace Jackson. Conversion attempt failed. The score goes 30-22. Rockport still on top, 9:04 to play here in the fourth period. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Jace Jackson has the ball teed at the 30-yard line. It's another onside kick. The ball bounced around, and this time Rockport got on the football. Falling on the ball and covering for the Blue Jays was Corbin, Philip Heron, perhaps? Anyway, they fell on the ball and got it recovered near midfield just into South Holt territory at the 39-yard line.
You know, some of these oddball play calls or decisions are kind of typical of eight-man football. It's a high-scoring, high-powered game, and you're just trying to outscore the other team, and that's kind of led into the strategies here.
Yeah, you never know what to expect. Here we go, over the ball. Come the Blue Jays with Aiden Burke at quarterback. He's been there all night for the Jays. Burke is under center, has the snap, turns, gives the ball off. Running with it is Micah Makings. Makings has got some yardage inside the 35, down near the 33-yard line. Looks like a gain of about 5. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Blue Jays. So now the Blue Jays, with their lead cut to just 8 points, a one-possession game, they need to put together a drive here. A lot of time left in this football game, 8:40 to play in the game here at Rockport, Missouri. Blue Jays, second down, about 4 yards to go now from the 33-yard line is where the ball is spotted. It's Aiden Burke, steps up behind Bracton Cook, his center. Burke barks out the signals. Long count. As the ball pitches back to the trailing back, running around the left side is Philip Heron. I believe Heron's going to have first down yardage. It looks like he got it inside the 30.
Looks like just short.
Oh, they're going to mark it short. Okay, it appeared from the angle I saw it that he was going to be there, but he's just short. It'll be third down, less than a yard to go. Third and very short yardage down near the 30-yard line for the Blue Jays. And meanwhile, that clock down in the northwest corner continues to run. 7:55 to go in the football game. Blue Jays taking their time here. They want to see that clock keep running. Aiden Burke, as he has been doing all night, runs to the sideline to get the play and comes running back. Burke, split backs behind him, under center, ends in tight. Turns, gives the ball off, and hit immediately was Philip Heron, nowhere to go. And he's knocked back.
That's Brock Rau on the tackle there in the backfield.
I don't believe he got it.
No. Brock Rau was in the backfield and stopped him for no gain.
Very, very short yardage. Needed less than a yard and didn't get it. Now they're going to bring in the chains and measure. This is something we don't see very often anymore, is an actual measurement for a first down. They're going to bring in the chains and measure.
You know, oftentimes on these turf fields and ones that are well marked, you don't even need to.
Yeah, well, here we go. They'll stretch out the chain, and it'll be short by about the length of a football, it appears. They'll use the chain to come in and mark the ball in onto the hash mark. So it'll be third down, right?
I think this is fourth down and one.
Okay, my marker says third over here. They got me confused. All right. Marker still says third down. It's got to be fourth down, though.
It definitely is fourth down.
Yeah, all right. Fourth down, less than a yard. The ball down near the 30-yard line. It's fourth down. I know it is. Here we go. Aiden Burke with the split backs behind him. May try a quarterback sneak here. He will. Burke pushes forward, and he'll get it. He got about a yard. He only needed a half a yard, and it'll be a first and 10. That was a big first down for Rockport. They've gambled on fourth down a few times and not got there. They don't pick that one up. Look out.
Yeah, that seems like it's a strategy. There's go for it on fourth. That's an easy go for it on fourth down, just running off the right guard's hip and able to lunge forward for 1 or 2 yard gain.
Okay, our ball's down near the 27-yard line is where they mark it on the left hash mark. It's first and 10, Rockport, at the 27 of South Hope. Clock down to 6:55 to go. Inside of 7 minutes to play in the football game. Aiden Burke splits his backs behind him, makings to the left. Gives the ball off to Makings into the middle. He's met by the center of the defensive line and then pushed back. They're giving Makings kind of rough treatment there as he ran into that defensive line. They're going to give him about a yard, but I don't think much more than that.
Yeah, a little rivalry game here, last game of the regular season. It's not necessarily chippy. They're just, everybody's pumped up. I think South Hold is really excited to be back into this game, and they're playing like it.
I'll say this. They've kept it entertaining for us here tonight, that's for sure. Second down and a long 8, almost 9 yards to go now. With the football around the 26 to 27-yard line, somewhere in that area, as best we can tell from our low angle here on the field. We're at the far end of the field from where they're playing right now. As Aiden Burke stands there, watches the back judge, waiting for that clock to wind down. Now they're going to use a timeout. Timeout taken on the field by Rockport. Our clock shows 5:54 to play in the ballgame. Our score 30 to 22, Rockport on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once again, we welcome you back to Rockport, Missouri. Rockport High School, Blue Jay Stadium. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the South Old Knights 30-22 in this eight-man contest. 5:54 left to play in the football game. The ball belongs to the Blue Jays. They're down here in Knight territory around the 26-yard line, facing second down and about 8 yards to go. Aiden Burke is the senior signal caller here for the Blue Jays, has been all evening. His typical setup here with Makings to the left and Heron to the right are the split backs behind him. Calling his count, takes a snap, wants to throw the football, rolling right, now throws down the right sideline. There's a receiver, but the pass is out of bounds and falls incomplete. Looking down there, I believe, for Philip Heron, who flared out of the backfield and went down that right sideline and just overthrew him out of bounds. The pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up third down, and again, a long 8 yards to go from about the 26-yard line.
Good coverage on the play by Cal McFarland. He was able to draw that ball loose, incomplete.
So, the Blue Jays back to the drawing board in the huddle. Aiden Burke to the right sets Micah Makings. This time to the left is Philip Heron. Burke waiting for that snap from center. Has the snap, turns, gives it off to Makings. Makings runs the left side, stops short of the first down. And it's going to be another one of those fourth down situations coming up. Fourth down and about 6 yards to go now, with the line of scrimmage near the 25-yard line.
Jackson Schaefer in on the tackle.
Put the ball just inside the 25. Call it fourth down and six. He needs to get it down. Well, again, I can't tell from where the down marker is, but he needs to get it to what I think is the 18-yard line for first down yardage.
Yep, 6 yards to go from the 24. 5:13, clock ticking.
I think they've got that 20-yard line marker setting at about the 22. All right, here we go. Big fourth down play for Burke and company. Burke calls his count. He has the snap. Keeps it himself, wrapped up and dropped for a loss. Nowhere to go. Big defensive play, and for the third or fourth time tonight, the South Holt Knight defense has risen to the occasion on fourth down. In this case, they not only stopped him, but they got him for a loss on the play and moved the ball back out around the 28 or 9-yard line.
Brock Rao with the tackle and kind of hops up off the pile with a little fist pump. He's jacked up. He's having a good time. They got the ball back down by 8.
Lots of time left in the football game here. 4:54 to play, nearly 5 minutes to go in this one. And South Holt has designs on going down the field and trying to tie this puppy up. Quarterback Kendall Noland has two wide receivers to the left side of the field, tight end set to the right. Back to pass, Noland. Oh, he's going to way overthrow his intended receiver down here near the 20-yard line. He was looking for Tylan Prusman, but Prusman couldn't catch up to that one. The ball well overthrown.
Yeah, they're trying to go for a little home run there. Just, you know, well overthrown. Wasn't going to catch it, but I will try it on first down here. 4:47 left to go in the game.
Second down and 10. The ball at the 29-yard line, South Holt's own 29. The Knights been trailing throughout the evening here. Now back within 8 points, a one-score ball game. Cade Kurtz comes wide to the right. Jace Jackson sets in a slot to the right. Wide to the left side goes Cole Metzger. Quarterback Noland is back to pass. Noland throws out to Kurtz on the right side, complete. Kurtz starts upfield, has the ball across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Nice little gain on the pass there to Cade Kurtz. Looks like he's going to get about 8 or so, maybe even 9, and call it third down and 1.
Cade Makings on the tackle in South Holt, going back to that bread and butter, just looking for those quick outs.
Line of scrimmage at the 37-yard line, third down and 1 now for the South Holt Knights. That was a nifty little job of running for Cade Kurtz after the catch. On third down and 1 from the 37-yard line. Under center. That didn't work out at all. They were going to try a quick quarterback sneak, and Kendall Nolan got nowhere on that one.
Yeah, it looks like the Blue Jays came in. Makings came from the linebacker. I think he was playing linebacker, but he came right up the middle as they went under center to try to sneak it for the first down.
Man, he was met by a wall of blue jerseys, lost about a half a yard. Now it's going to be fourth down and a long yard. This is probably the biggest fourth down play thus far of the ball game right here. Trailing by 8, the clock showing 3:38 and running, down by 8. South Holt is going to take a timeout and talk about it. Or is the referee taking the timeout? We better keep it here live until we decide what's transpiring. What's the official saying?
So I think one of the helmets came off of the South Pole football players, and I think that they're saying he must come out for a play. Yep, that's true. It looks like the helmet of Kendall Nolan had come off towards the end of the play.
So that was just an official timeout. We'll continue here now with play. There won't be a break. 3:34, the clock has stopped. 30-22 to set the stage for you. The Rockport Blue Jays are up by 8. On fourth down and a long yard, here come the Knights over the football at their own 36-yard line. Kendall Nolan in the shotgun formation wants to run with the football. Runs forward. He has the first down yardage and then some. Taken out of bounds across the 40-yard line into Blue Jay territory at the 38. It'll be a first and 10 for the Knights.
Boy, it's a little surprising there. They lined up in the shotgun formation. It's fourth and 2, and you're in the shotgun with about 3 or 4 wide.
Yeah.
And it was a designed QB draw. It worked well.
Worked out. First and 10 now. South Holt trying to fight their way back into this one. Again, to set the stage, 30-22, Rockport up by 8, 3 minutes, 26 seconds to play in the football game, 1st and 10, South Holt at the 38-yard line of Rockport. Kendall Nolan calling the cadence. He wants to throw. Pressure coming. Nolan has to scramble. He got rid of it. Throws the ball. It falls incomplete. He goes down hard back there. Lots of pressure that time on Kendall Nolan.
Aiden Burke putting on a ton of pressure and was able to kind of keep his ground after the scramble.
Well, Nolan had a receiver in the area, did a good job of getting rid of the football and preserving the yardage there, not taking the sack. So now it's second down and 10 at the 38-yard line for the Knights of South Holt. Kurtz in a slot to the right side. Jace Jackson is a wideout to the right. 2 wideouts to the left also. Cole Metzger over there. Here's a pass complete. Down the right sideline comes Jackson. He breaks into the open at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, the 4, and dropped inside the 5-yard line. Jace Jackson looked like he was going to be tackled at the 30-yard line right here in front of us. Broke a tackle and took it all the way to the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal, and here we go.
Jackson broke 4 or 5 tackles there before making, so was able to bring him down. It's first and goal from the 5.
Ran right through the arms of several would-be tacklers down this right sideline. First and goal at the 5-yard line for the South Holt Knights, trying to tie this puppy up. They're down by 8. Kendall Nolan is the quarterback with an empty backfield spread formation. Nolan looks to the left, now wants to run with the football. Now drops back. He's in trouble. Now rolls back to his right. Throws into the corner of the end zone. I believe it's a touchdown. Yes, it is. Making the reception is Jace Jackson. Oh, what about that?
What a scramble there. It looked like it was a designed poor pass. So passer run to the left. Couldn't run. Looked for a receiver on the left. Able to avoid the defensive end coming to try to sack him. Comes all the way back on the near sideline here. Flings it about 25 yards laterally into the touchdown for the touchdown.
And that's a 5-yard touchdown pass. The score came with 2 minutes and 55 seconds to go in the game. And now the all-important 2-point conversion to try and go for the tie. Kendall Nolan in the shotgun. His hit dropped, and if conversion fails, who got the hit on him?
Gosh, I think that was Aiden Burke.
62, I believe. Jared Hunter or Burke, one of the two of them. Anyway, the conversion fails, and the score remains 30-28. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City.
Another quick one, 7 plays, 52 yards, a 5-yard touchdown pass, Nolan to Jace Jackson. Conversion failed, 30-28, down by 2. Here comes another onside kick. And the ball bounces. It's going to be covered up quickly at midfield. Rockport got on the football. Heads up coverage there by Jared Hunter, the big 220-pound senior offensive lineman, fell on that football at the 40.
Yeah, South Holt hasn't really tried to kick a different onsider. They've kicked at Jared Hunter every time. So far, Jared Hunter, he's 2 for 3.
Well, it worked once. So our score, 30-28. Rockport now clinging to a 2-point lead after it appeared they had this game under control. And they're still on the clock, 2:55 to play in this ball game. Here come the Blue Jays to try and run some clock. Aiden Burke is your quarterback. Burke calls the snap, gives the ball off, running into the open. Out to the right side is Makings, and Makings with a big chunk of yardage has the ball all the way down inside the 30, maybe near even down close to the 25-yard line. So a big play there, first and 10 now for the Blue Jays.
You know, another interesting little situation here. I know South Holt has timeouts left, 2:43 left to go in the game, but if the Blue Jays are able to score and South Holt can hold them on the two-point conversion, South Holt has a chance.
Keep an eye out the window and keep me up on the time here if you would. Help us out, Lucas. Aiden Burke with the football, split backs. To the right side is Heron, to the left is Makings. Burke calls the count, has the snap, gives it off to Heron. Heron bounces out to the left for not much of anything. Good hit over there put on him defensively by Kendall Nolan.
Timeout with 2:16 left.
Timeout on the field. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to the Peru State College Game of the Week, and what a game it's been. 30-28 your score. Rockport up by 2. The clock down to 2:16 to play. Blue Jays just trying to run out the clock and eat up some time here. Second down and 10 yards to go for Rockport with Aiden Burke at quarterback. As Burke calls his count, Burke turns, gives it off to Makings. Makings comes to the left, has a blocker, now cuts back inside, double teamed and drops short of the first down. Blocking was Philip Heron out there ahead of him, but a good defensive pursuit on the part of South Holt.
Cole Metzger on the tackle for South Holt.
Now the clock continues to run here. 2 minutes. Well, they stopped the clock at 2:07. Another timeout taken by South Holt, so we'll step aside for another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
2:07 on the clock. It becomes a chess match. Here we go. Third down and 7 for the Blue Jays. Quarterback calling his count is Burke. And coming in motion. Burke keeps it himself, runs up the middle, dives forward for first down yardage. Did he get there? We're going to have another quick timeout taken. It's going to be fourth down when we come back after this timeout. Let's keep it here live this time, and we don't want to miss anything. It's going to be a big fourth down play. Lucas,
yes.
It's going to be fourth and about, what, 2, maybe even 3 yards to go. The clock shows 2:02 to play in the football game. The score, Rockport 30, South Holt 28. So the Knights know that if they can stop the Blue Jays on fourth down, they'll have 2 minutes left with which to work.
Yeah, there's a couple of different situations here. If you're the South Holt coach, you're telling your players, okay, we want to stop him to not get the first down. We're going to get the ball back. If he is going to get the first down, you got to let him go. You got to let him score the touchdown. Then you play for the future. You got to hold him on the two-point conversion. You're going to get the ball back down 8 if that happens. happens. Now, if you're the Blue Jays and you're the coach, your coach over there, you're telling him after you get the first down, go to the ground.
Yeah, get down.
And if you go to the ground, then we mathematically can run out the clock and we'll win the game.
We've seen games that almost got away from people over a deal like that. Here we go, fourth down. Trying for the first down are the Blue Jays to try and salt this thing away. Aiden Burke calling his cadence. Burke has the snap. He turns, gives the ball off to Makings off the right side, and I think Makings picked up the first down. He did, and now the Rockport Blue Jays should be able to go to victory formation here as the clock winding down. The clock will continue to run. Rockport clinging to a 30-28 lead. The clock's at a minute 51 and running. Blue Jays have just picked up a first down. The ball is spotted inside the 15 around the 14-yard line is where they mark it.
Yeah, so you're in the same situation here. You know, if you're the Blue Jays, you're probably wanting to go to victory formation and kneel it. If you're South Holt and you see them run an ISO or a sweep, let them go. Let them score.
Yeah, I can't imagine they would do that. Waiting now, are we going to have a timeout taken by Rockport this time? They'll let the clock wind all the way down, and that's what's going to happen. The Blue Jays are going to take a timeout, so that'll give us a chance to step aside for one more 30-second break. You're enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Andy Gatula, Lucas Freshel, back with you in Rockport. A minute 22 showing on the game clock to play. Rockport with the ball first and 10 down near the 15-yard line of South Holt. Blue Jays can just, as we said, go to the victory formation and take a knee here, and that's what they'll do. Aiden Burke calls his count, goes to a knee, and the play clock starts to run. They'll wind it down. The Blue Jays can put this thing away just by taking a knee a couple of more times here as the clock is down at 1:10 and running.
It looks like a couple more knees should do it. 30 seconds on the play clock, 1:04 on the game clock.
Yeah, they won't have to run the fourth play here, I don't think.
No, yeah, you're right. Just one more knee should do it.
Yeah, they'll be able to let it run out. The Rockport Blue Jays, it appears, are going to come away with a hard-fought win tonight over the South Holt Knights. In all probability, 30-28 will be our final score. An interesting contest. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We want to give you a rundown of the scoring wrap. They'll take a knee once again, keep the clock running. The final three scores put up by South Holt in this ball game, and the players begin to shake hands, exchange handshakes in what's been one heck of an entertaining football game for us tonight here in Rockport. Time will run on out, and we'll step aside, take a two-minute break, and then we'll be back with our post-game show. You've been enjoying the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
welcome to today's episode of
The Great Unknowns.
Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3.
This post-game show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Well, what an exciting second half of high school football we had tonight here in Rockport. As you recall, our halftime score, the Rockport Blue Jays were leading South Holt 14-8. And then, with 7:49 to go in the third quarter, a muffed snap from center on a punt at the 13-yard line resulted in Aiden Burke throwing a pass out. They found Philip Heron. Heron got down the right sideline on this fumbled punt after he caught the pass, a 67-yard touchdown pass, and suddenly it was 22-8, and it appears that Rockport were starting to take command. Later in the third quarter, with 4:28 to play in the third period, Micah Making scored again for Rockport, this time on a 2-yard touchdown run. Philip Heron carried in for the 2-point conversion. It capped a 4-play, 29-yard drive, and it appeared that Rockport was in command. 30 to 8, a 22-point, 3-score lead, with only 4:28 left to play in the third period. But South Holt said, not so fast. They came back and put up 3 fourth-quarter touchdowns to make this thing exciting. On the first play of the fourth period, a 4-yard touchdown pass from Kendall Nolan to Chase Jackson. The pass went to Prusman for the 2-point conversion. Suddenly, it's a 2-score ball game, 30-16. Just a couple of minutes later, after an onside kick was executed successfully, a 25-yard touchdown pass from Kendall Nolan again to Chase Jackson. 5 plays, 38 yards on the drive. Conversion failed, but now it's a 1-possession, 8-point ball game, 30-22, and there's still 9:04 to go in the ball game. South Holt came down again with 2:55 to play in the fourth period. A 5-yard touchdown pass once again from Nolan to Jace Jackson. But the conversion attempt failed after that 7-play, 52-yard drive. And instead of tying it up, the score remained 30-28. Rockport got the ball back. They held on the onside kick try and was able to run out the clock and escape here at home with a 2-point win, 30-28. And I'll tell you, Lucas, a tip of the hat to both of these coaching staffs and both of these football teams for putting together a really entertaining evening of high school football.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. That was a good game. You know, South Holt scoring 20 points unanswered in the second half. And really, the difference in the game was those two-point conversions that they missed towards the end. If they get both of those, they might win the game.
So that's how the game ended, 30-28, Rockport with a win. But, you know, we can't leave our broadcast tonight without commenting on what we saw at the end. Last night, we were at Peru State College. You might expect the Lord's Catholic Central Knights and the Sacred Heart Irish gathered together, both teams in a prayer circle out at midfield. Tonight, we're here in Missouri, and we saw the folks from Rockport and South Holt come together for a few moments right out at the 40-yard line. Not a player was missing. Every player on every team and every coaching staff member all attended that little meeting. And that's a neat thing to see out here among the young people.
Yeah, it was great to see. And you could tell a couple of the players kind of making small talk with each other. Yeah, we're playing the game. Yeah, we're battling. Yeah, we're yelling at each other. Yeah, we're making plays. At the end of the game, they're kind of buddy-buddy, and it was nice to see.
So what a weekend of high school football we've had here. I don't know if we've got any more scoring updates from Jug Brown Stadium. The last we heard, Auburn was in command there. But don't forget, tomorrow evening on KTNC, it'll be University of Nebraska Cornhusker football. Then on Sunday afternoon, I believe at 3:30, we'll have the Kansas City Chiefs here on Sunny 101.3. We'll be back on the air Thursday night with Nebraska 8-man football playoffs. Don't know when or where yet. Any updates from Paul City?
Last update here was Mound City leads DeKalb 42-26 in a final from Jug Brown. Auburn beat Fall City 35-9.
Your final back at Jug Brown Stadium. So we hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast as much as we have enjoyed bringing it your way here on Sunny 101.3. 30-28, Rockport with the win. Their record improves now to 4-4 to 5-3, and South Old Knights fall to 4-4. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football. For Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, and for Lucas Freshall, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight. It was the Rockport Blue Jays 30 and the South Old Knights 28. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to the Purdue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
You've